You've never been to Angel City?
No.
That's not right.
Why'd you say it like that then?
Oh my god. You two are insufferable.
I can't believe you've never been there. Should I product placement? Does this should it liquid we sponsor our liquid death this episode?
Okay. Murder your thirst.
I am
or live parched.
I am addicted to these things.
They're good. Yeah, I need to buy another box.
People say it tastes like hose water. And I drank out of the hose as a kid, so I'm fucking that's fine.
What?
I know what you did. I know what you did there.
Okay.
No. Hey, did you see the Astros had a deal on at the store? They had like cheap ass jerseys.
Oh yeah.
Like, the jerseys were like $70.
Oh shit.
T-shirts were $5.
Oh shit.
The hats, the like World Series hats and shit like that, the fitted and not fitted, were like 15.
Holy
don't
shit!
Don't tell me dude. That. I paid 40 for mine.
Yeah. Don't tell me
the
that.
The whole
either.
Rack. They had a picture of the whole rack, and it was like fucking. I mean, they might have been $25. It might have been a little more expensive, but
jeez.
Scott and I have different idea of the meaning of hose water.
I bet.
Yeah. You turn mine on like this.
Yeah. No, mine's a. Different day, hey, different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying?
It's a stroke, all right.
Live from the Landing Strip in Houston, Texas, is the 425th edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Scott.
This is Chris.
No. That jerk is Chris. That jerk is Scott. Sure. Scott the Scott.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching this live, thank you so much. You could interact with us by logging into your YouTube account, and then I could see you here in our live chat on the handy-dandy smartphone. So, if you do that, feel free to ask us questions, say hi, fact check, talk shit, whatever. I'll see it. I'll try to involve you as best as I can in the show. If you're not watching this live, that's okay. You can still interact with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Houston Wrestling Radio.
If you're not watching us live, spoiler alert, the Texans are going to lose to the Patriots 38-21.
When is it happening?
Now. That's why Arnold's not here.
Oh.
Among other reasons. Texans are playing preseason.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here in Texas?
No, in Nangland.
Nangland?
Oh. Yeah.
I
Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Right. Way out in middle of fucking nowhere out of Boston.
Mm.
Yeah. I might have to make that trip soon. Ish.
Foxborough? Why?
Metallica next year on my birthday.
Oh.
Is Foxborough. And I couldn't make it this year because we're going to Dallas in 2 weeks to New Jersey. We've all heard the stories, the WrestleMania stories of New Jersey.
You're going to Dallas, New Jersey?
No.
Yeah, you ever been in Dallas, New Jersey?
Yeah, Dallas, New Jersey.
Never been.
That's where the good sauce is made.
Oh, I guess so.
Yeah.
Fuck New York.
Sauce is in Dallas, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
But they call it gravy there.
Yeah, they call it gravy. Yeah. Metallica played on my birthday last week in East Rutherford. Yeah. They've WrestleMania's there where they have the nightmare stories that it takes forever. Everybody gets out on like two exits and everyone's waiting for buses and trains in 3 and 4 hours before they actually leave the fucking arena. It's like, I'm not messing with that shit. And we're going next week, so to see them.
That is true.
Yeah.
We are.
So next year. Busted.
You guys are such a cute couple.
I know.
Yeah.
We both wore blue.
Yeah.
Got our hairs in buns.
Hairs in buns.
We got hose water.
And you got other stuff in buns.
We got a weekend trip together. A little getaway. Just mm-hmm. Well, maybe not just the two of us.
Yeah.
Somebody's got
to bring
their
girlfriend.
Someone's got to bring their girlfriend.
Oh, well then.
Well, this time it was my nephew.
Ah. That's a little bit different.
The best part of Austin. On our little road trip.
Oh, yeah. That was a cute little road trip. I think the toy store that we went to was pretty fun.
Not the wrestling?
Oh, yeah, that too.
Wrestling show. Wrestling posters.
Yes.
Toys.
Yeah.
I got two cool. Simpsons pops.
You did?
We got a pin that I lost, and then I found, and then Chris found it.
Yay.
What else did I buy?
I got a badass Hakeem Olajuwon Funko.
Where is it?
It's right next to my championship Rockets hat.
It's right next to my pillow.
Yeah. Just dream. Slobbering all over Hakeem every night.
Wakanda forever.
Damn.
Or is Islam? He's a big proponent of Islam. He made the building out there in Dunkirk. Islam forever.
Yeah. Doesn't got the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, boy.
Scott, Austin.
My favorite part? I mean, actually, I had a really good time with the show. I thought it was a fantastic
show. It was a good show. Very good show.
The best part was, like, when we went to our seats and the row, we were on row A and the row stopped at C, the section stopped at C or D, and we were like, where the fuck is our seats? They were gone. And then there was six lonely seats in, like, it looked like the penalty box of a hockey arena.
Perfect placement for us.
And so there was, and then they were like, yeah, it's right here. And then we sat on comfortable seats.
Yes.
Where we could actually separate ourselves. Yeah. And, like, I wasn't fucking right on his elbow.
Yeah.
And
we had the car ride for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only issue...
We were more cramped in the car than we were in the arena.
Yeah.
For the first time ever.
Yeah.
The only issue was just that people were constantly... It was the entrance, and so people were walking, but, like, it went on a ramp, so, like, when they got to me, was already going down. So I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Cool view. You couldn't really see the entrance, but it was just that, like, kind of like that Oliver realization, like... Where the fuck are our seats? Like, because it happened to me and Travis one time for
Survivor Series.
Survivor Series. Mm. Travis bought the tickets.
Yeah.
Or actually, him and Nancy were supposed to go. Nancy couldn't go. So then we're up there, and we're going to our section, and then it's, you know, we look at our seats, and we look, and there's a fucking light, like a fucking one of the spinny lights that has it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, don't worry, we have extra other seats for you. And so we were like, oh, we're just going to go to, like, the next section over or whatever. And then she took us, is that Toyota Center? So she took us down the stairs. Mm-hmm. We went into the fucking, like, the box area, and we were like three rows behind the hard camera.
Oh yeah,
perfect seats in the house. Man. I was like, you see exactly what you would see on television.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they play to you, like, they're playing the hard camera. So, like, and there was nobody in the section, and you could see the whole arena, and it was like fucking insane. I was like, and me and Travis were like, this is fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that same kind of feeling, obviously, not. Right, it was a small, tiny arena, and it was a fucking NXT show, but.
Yeah.
But, like, where are we going? They just keep leading us. We get closer and closer.
Yeah.
Man. I think what surprised me the most, besides the wrestling, was the last Toy Story that we went to, mm-hmm. King's Cachet.
Yeah.
The middle of nowhere, like the industrial district.
Yeah.
And we're like, there's no cars parked outside. I was like, where the fuck? This has to be, can't exist.
Yeah.
And there was the logo on the door and it was like tinted, so you could barely see the open light. And we're like, what the fuck are we walking into? And then we opened the door and it almost like heaven, like it was white almost. You look around and it's like a cramped space like my apartment, but imagine it being full of fucking merch.
Yeah. Mostly Funko Pops.
Yeah. Owner was down to earth. He was cool talking to us. Like, hey, if you need anything, let me know. If you need me to order anything for you, I do it at book value, so you're not fucking overpriced or whatever.
That was probably the biggest collection of Funko Pops I've ever seen. Like,
in a
store. Other than going to, like, Compalooza or something like that.
Yeah.
And seeing a whole, but, like, going into a store and having, like, normally you get like, a wall.
Yeah.
Maybe because it was just spread out. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, their shop was mostly Funkos.
Yeah, that is true.
Although, man, you had to really pry me away from that Cobra Hiss. Oh, God. Oh, man. I really wanted it.
Travis would have taken it.
I know.
He would. I'm not saying he would have bought it. He would have taken it. He's like, I came in with this. This is all me, baby.
Square box.
Or he'll just be like this. I'm white. Mm-hmm.
I just shouldn't have spent the money, and I was good, and I didn't spend it. But, man, I was tempted. $35.
You should have told me, man. We were gonna have these.
You get it on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Oh. I'll get it on Mondays, Thursdays.
What about Sunday?
What about Sunday?
Cut it in half.
You're not hissing no more. Biggest takeaway from Great American Bash. Going in blind for the most part.
Yeah,
y'all didn't know what was happening other than what I read y'all on paper.
I did go in blind for the most part.
I knew most of it. I just missed a week because I was in Scotland.
Yeah.
So I wasn't paying attention.
I think the tried and true thing that happens with us on this show ever since NXT was like first a thing is still going on, despite the fact Triple H is not in charge, and that's
a complete, for the most part, new crop.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that's every time that we kind of count NXT out and we're like, oh man, the build was whatever, or we're not interested and we're not... Fuck, they do a takeover, or now they're not takeovers, right? I mean, this is just a pay-per-view or PLE or whatever the fuck you want to call it. It was fucking badass, man. It was so fucking good. It was, man, top to bottom, that show was poof, great.
I think they're using the name Takeover for one of the pay-per-views.
Are they?
I think so, because, I mean, we had a takeover last year.
I think, right? That was the last one, if it was.
Wasn't that the 30th one? So then was that the cap, mm-hmm, or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is I mean, other than some of the main roster people showing up on that show, that roster for NXT's 2 years old, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I think NXT's still in good hands with the rookies that they got now. There's a lot of potential with a lot of what we saw on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's your match of the night. I'll just get right to it.
I want to say it's Ilya versus Carmelo, but there could be a really strong case made for the triple threat match. Hell, the one that wasn't even on the pay-per-view, that
the eight-person tag?
Yeah, the eight-person tag was really good, man.
I missed that. I went to get the poster.
Yeah, the merch table.
Yeah.
You should have had the poster up.
I should have. Yeah, it's small. I didn't have a place for it.
Slide it right here.
Right over Roman's face.
Yeah. Put over Sin Cara. We don't need Sin Cara.
Sin Cara now has 12 Caras. That's how many people on that poster.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy how many people are not in WWE anymore.
Yeah, on that poster there?
Yeah. One, two, three, four, five.
Wait, Ziggler's still in WWE.
Oh, shit, he is. 6, 7, 8. 9.
No, not Big E.
9 with Del Rio.
Yeah.
10, oh, no, Barrett's still in 11, WWE, technically.
12.
We went from Stardust to the American Nightmare.
Yeah.
Weird sidebar.
12.
But I think about that often whenever I see that poster.
Yeah.
That, and a reminder that I need to switch fucking posters. Yes. But yeah, I keep seeing that Stardust, like, wow, how the time has flown.
I gotta say, it's time for you to get some new ones on the wall.
Got some Survivor Series ones I could throw up there.
Yeah.
I mean, the Great Balls of Fire one, it's funny, but come on.
Ilya versus Melo.
It's good. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. That's probably my other than that eight person. I think every match could have stole the show, but there's something about both those guys are just like impressive.
I'll say this: Melo and Ilya. I had to rewatch it for me to understand how good it was, because they're in the moment. It snuck up on you.
Yes,
because
it started
off almost too slow.
I was going to say something about that.
And then the seesaw went from too slow to like, and it went fast.
Yeah, because we were sitting next to each other, and like halfway through the match, we were both like, we kind of both were like, God damn, like, I was expecting this match to like be a little more, and then all of a sudden it was like, turn the volume up. Everyone was like, whoa. And I was like, we stopped criticizing it and been like, all right. And
now then they fucking, we're here.
And then for the next
10, 15 minutes,
it was fucking just nonstop. And I was like, all right. But it was literally as soon as we were like, this match is kind of slow for those two guys. And
it's
also,
almost like they heard us.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah?
Those fuckers in the penalty box don't like us. Yeah. Let's shut them up.
And so all of a sudden, it was just fucking like, bam, like, good shit.
Yeah, I felt like maybe the crowd was a little gassed by the time the main event came around.
Yeah,
because we were pretty hot for a lot of stuff when that triple threat was going on. Everybody was booing the shit out of Dom, and when you had Stevenson and Corbin, everybody booing the shit out of Stevenson.
We didn't talk about that too.
Yeah, jeez, so that was an experience too. That match right there, but like. There was a lot of load blowings by the time the main event came around, and I think it was, main event time? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll, all right, this is going to be good. Oh, Jesus, I'm tired.
Shit, in that
case, now it's good.
In that case, that makes more sense, like, with Sean being up in that, you know, in the creative role, like, he probably told the main event to be like, hey,
take your time.
Let's fucking relax. Let's fucking go cruise for now, and then pick it up because the crowd is hot. And we were. That was a fun crowd. That arena is cool. That arena is super fucking cool.
I'll say this from experience. I've been to at least one WWE televised show in Austin, the Frank Irwin Center on the campus of UT.
Yeah.
Crowd has never been known to be hot.
Okay.
Then all of a sudden, AEW starts having some couple of tapings of Dynamite at that HEB Center that you and I have been to before for one of those shows. I think the first show that AEW did in Austin.
Yeah, the first one, yeah.
And seeing that crowd progress, Wrestle Circus, we've done a couple of Wrestle Circus shows for that small independent crowd to grow to what was big enough to fit in that arena. Kind of proud of that. Kind of proud to see that the crowds are starting to actually eat up the whole show again like they used to back in the day.
Yeah, I mean,
Austin wasn't known to be that kind of crowd.
Well, a factor could be the fact that it's not on the UT campus, because if someone's on the UT campus, all the college students will get first crack at buying the actual tickets. That's how it sometimes works with campus shows, right? So, you know, kind of like the Impact Zone before the Impact Zone really caught on. It was just Universal Studios? Oh, yeah, we're here on vacation. What, there's a wrestling show?
They had people in the crowd.
Yeah, and they would pull people in there.
The park. They'd be like, do you guys want to see live wrestling for free?
Yeah, hey, sure, what the fuck's going on?
Do you want to be on TV?
Sure. Wrestling Society X, kind of the same way. Paid crowd, you know? And it was just like, okay, cool. It wasn't an actual wrestling crowd, but you take it away from the campus of UT Austin, and then all that stuff that you said where, okay, now they're starting to put more shows in there. Man, it turned out that crowd was
I think it also really helped good. It was that arena.
It's yes. perfect size. It wasn't too big. Size. The acoustics were really good.
I think NXT, if they do another one in Houston, or like a show in Houston, should be at
Fertitta.
Yeah.
Same vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same size, really.
Almost the same size. Almost the same size.
So I'm like, I don't want to see, unless the card is like it's a takeover and like crowd's hot, don't go to the fucking Toyota Center.
Yeah.
Don't go to that, what is it, Financial Smart.
Smart Financial and
no,
Sugar
Day? No, the other one, the Revention, whatever.
Oh, Revention.
What's
Buy a Music Center.
Yeah. I don't like seeing wrestling shows there. It's cool, but like, you know, we did the Impact. We've done like what?
There is an NXT show there.
Two Impacts and two NXT shows I've been to at least there.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know.
Yeah, HEB Center was cool. It kind of felt like, much like the Fertitta Center, it kind of felt like a mini Toyota Center, right? Like a Toyota Center without like the upper bowl.
Because they had the boxes. They had little boxes you could rent and shit up there.
Yeah.
And I think that just helps out with the crowd, just having a small, intimate, not quite indie show, but damn near fucking close to it, you know?
It felt big without the fluff.
It also helped that because it wasn't a large arena, I didn't keep track of this for whatever reason, because I mean my naivety was NXT. I think the show had sold out before we got there, because it was fucking packed. The hard camera had seats around the hard camera, and then the section or two after that's why I took advantage of the 8-person tag to go get merch, because I looked around, I was like,
there's a lot of fuckers,
everybody's
here.
Sitting down.
When was the last pre-show match that you've ever seen on any wrestling show where there was that many people in the crowd?
Oh yeah,
they were there. Never. The match, the show starts. It's like the pre-show starts at 6. Motherfuckers were in their
first Double or Nothing in Vegas, because it was the first Double or Nothing.
Okay,
they watched all that.
That could be fair.
Okay,
I still normally like
it's
point,
30
though,
or 40% full. Point,
you got those pocket, and you think you're like, man, those seats are empty. Are they gonna show up? And then and then eventually when the show starts, they're full. But but I mean, that just shows like that people are invested in
the characters.
Yeah, and even then, like Noam Dar and his group and
Dragon Lee.
Yeah,
Nathan Frazier.
Yeah, all those dudes are like people care about what's happening enough to be like, oh, they're on the pre-show, I'll come watch it.
It feels like NXT, in a sense, has the booking that the Attitude Era did, that everyone on that roster is doing something.
Yeah.
And they're investing time in that story to where, oh, shit, Metaphor? That's kind of fucking dumb, but look at who's in it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to watch this. And Nathan Frazier and Dragon Lee are getting over, and for Royce and the other chick are feuding. Everybody's doing stuff there, so you want to watch it. And so that's like everything had something to it. There wasn't any match on the card that we had that was thrown together last minute, because it was thrown together last minute. Everything had at least 2 to 4 weeks built, if not more.
Also, on like that show. There was for me, there was no bathroom break. I went to the bathroom like right when the match ended, but like there was no like I'm gonna go to the merch. I'm gonna go get a food. I'm gonna get water or anything like that. Because like I wanted to see every single match, and it's rare for a show, especially now like modern. It's rare for you to be like, there's seven ship matches. I want to see all seven matches. You know, like
yeah.
We're about to talk about SummerSlam at some point. There's some on that show where I was like, I could skip this.
Yeah,
I'll go fucking wash my hands and let my dog out and shit. You know, like fucking do weird shit.
I held it in, and then we left the show and went to Pete Terry's right after because we had a badass traffic spot and I wanted to get out of the whole fucking kerfuffle.
Right.
Just for that Pete Terry's to be like the like standalone that had no fucking bathroom. Yeah. So like, oh fuck, because I didn't want to miss anything. You had already talked up how good that eight person match was.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not missing anything else. I'm sitting right here.
As soon as Chris sat down, we both turned to him and we're like, match of the night.
Yeah.
Like, we were semi-joking, but at the same time, I'm like, that
at the same time, it was really fucking good.
That fucking match was fun.
Yeah.
And I put on there, I put on any match on there that was, like, nothing below, like, a 7 for me, like, that show. Like, nothing below 7 out of 10.
Are you sure?
Okay, there's one.
Okay.
But the crowd made that match at least a 7.
Yeah.
But the one that you're probably thinking.
Stevenson versus
Corbin. Yeah, that match wasn't horrible. It's just the crowd, like, kind of took over. The crowd kind of hijacked that match.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of did.
Got to be careful.
which is awesome because, like, to be there, like, it was highly entertaining. But, like, now you kind of know, like, how it was with Kurt Angle, like, back in the day. Like, Kurt Angle came out, he's everyone fucking baby face. And then halfway through the match, you're like, nah, man, you're a heel. And you can see that kind of. I think it's different now because Vince doesn't have his hand on it. Like, he'd want him to be a fucking superstar. But, like, you could kind of see him, like, after he realized they started booing him, he kind of started doing a little
cocky.
He had a little attitude. I'm like, all right, you're going to be bad? I'm in. If you're a heel, fuck it. Let's go.
You're booing me?
Yeah.
The American hero? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah,
dude, and so the fact that he could change that on a dime.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he's going to end up being like Kurt Angle where they're going to chant at him, you suck, out of respect because he was
impressive. Like, you know, his belly to back suplex are fucking great. He's got stamina, like he's got charisma and stuff, but like
So from what I read online on the internets,
on the webs,
is that he's had sexual abuse allegations.
Uh-huh.
And that's why
they boot him.
People boot him.
That's not why I
booed him. I didn't know that. Any of that
I didn't know
and
that.
And that's not why I booed him either. I just like, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
It didn't take long.
I don't know.
You know why? Because he's not Kurt Angle. And that's what the crowd.
He's like, not even Chad Gable.
Yeah.
Dude. That is true.
Ding.
That's better than whatever idea you had about the Bell app. We'll just have him. We'll just go like this and he does it.
Ding. What's Jason Jordan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There was a Jason Jordan.
There was a.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I didn't really understand, and maybe it was because I hadn't been watching. I didn't understand why people were cheering for Corbin. Like, I understood people cheering against Gable, but not for Corbin. And I was chanting, you both suck.
Yeah.
And they noticed. At some point, someone noticed.
And Corbin
that.
Noticed.
Yeah.
Corbin looked over at us at our fucking penalty box that we were in. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, he kind of gave us a look, which is kind of funny. But
it was in that perfect break in between Chance.
You both suck.
Yeah, the crowd was silent.
You both suck. Oh, man.
Corbin's return to NXT and what he's been trying to do, I'm invested. So I was cheering for Corbin as much as I was booing
Gable Stevenson.
I'm the same way. Like, Corbin has never really interested me, and then when he came back to NXT, he was the matches were good, and it kind of like shows that he's what he has, and all of a sudden then he cut those promos.
Yeah,
and he's got kind of like a fucking he's a badass, like kind of.
It's weird to say, but just because of the what the fuckness, I want more Corbin and Stevenson.
he wasn't even on TV.
The,
he was on. He was apparently he filmed some stuff for Raw. Like, off air.
It's that old school wrestling mentality. Whether they cheer you or they boo you, as long as you're getting a reaction, you're doing something right. And the reaction that they got was somehow they're doing something really right.
Yeah.
So I don't care if it's ass backwards or if we hate everything or like everything. I want more.
There's a lot of passion
it's
there.
It's the second, it's the best double turn since Bret and Stone Cold. Corbin comes out as a face and fucking Gable comes out as a fucking
for
heel.
For almost no reason.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it wasn't planned.
Yeah. We told him. They didn't do it. We did it.
Yeah.
It's just something about, like, when he came out, like, the crowd just, it was, like, almost instant.
It was almost instant.
And, like, he hasn't done anything, like, he's been on the show three times, four times. Like, he's not on that show that often.
Yeah.
But they paraded him at WrestleMania, right?
Right.
And SummerSlam.
And SummerSlam.
And at the draft, because he got drafted.
Yeah, he got drafted. So,
but then, like, he's been on, and he helped out the fucking, the one guy in NXT. And then he had one appearance where he just started fucking suplexing every motherfucker.
But he Which is weird, because in that moment where he was helping out
Eddie Thorpe. Yeah.
They were shitting on him too. But then when he went full NXT Underground and started like Montgomery, Alabama being people with suplexes, they were cheering him. Yeah. He was
badass.
Over.
It was fucking badass.
So how did we end up with this?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
How did 3 weeks of him not even really being on TV go from him fucking underground fucking beating Suplex the shit out of people and they were nice to we fucking hate you like, without anything in between?
I don't know, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just he was some way unproven and you're trying
or overhyped
to, unproven and overhyped, maybe that's all it is. I mean, I guess it could
I want to see what's next.
Yeah. It could be the sexual harassment allegations, but
maybe
I don't think that was...
Well, how many people know? Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't even know that.
I mean, the problem is that he didn't win a gold medal with a broken freaking neck.
There you go.
If he had just broke his neck.
Yeah.
We would have been cheering him. If he would have rating him.
If he just trained with...
No, we wouldn't, because we were booing fucking Kurt Angle for it.
All he had to do was train with Marty Jannetty.
God damn!
I'll tell you what. If we're getting like a fucking regen of Kurt Angle, I can't wait 10 years for his AEW run because fucking Kurt Angle Impact was a fucking machine.
Oh god!
So Gable in AEW in 10 years, 5-6 years.
Oh shit.
He's going to be fucking...
All right.
He's going to have all the cold like Pac-Man Jones.
Pac-Man Jones! Pac-Man Jones! Where's Pac-Man Jones these days?
I don't know.
Running away from ghosts. I don't know.
Wait, is that a thing?
Pac-Man ghosts.
Oh, damn. God damn. Boom! Right over my head.
Yeah.
Man, I've got a lot going on. Okay.
Wesley, Mustafa Ali... Dirty Dom Dom. Go.
You want to talk about a hot, hype crowd.
I think they gave everything up for that match.
Oh, my God. Yeah. If we were booing the shit out of Stevenson and we were cheering for Corbin, and there was jackasses like me that were a little confused and booing both of them, we were all united in booing Dom.
That's the thing now. Like, booing Cena was, like, the hardcore fans would boo Cena because they got tired of the Super Cena.
Oh, God.
Now that's the thing. Like, oh, my God. It's weird that I say that because Austin was actually the crowd years ago on Raw where they started the whole thing. They booed Vicky so much, they didn't let her talk, and Cena's in the ring just laughing because every time Vicky got close to the mic, they would boo the fuck out of her. So her legitimate son is now getting booed out fucking buildings coast to coast.
And here was the other really funny part that I don't know if it actually came over on TV. But it was like chorus of boos, chorus of boos, chorus of boos. And then, and being coming to the ring by Rhea Ripley.
Woo!
Yeah! Yeah. Dominic was boo! Boo! So it's like boo, 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 yeah, boo! And like you almost didn't even catch the yay for Rhea.
But... it's not a, like, it's a boo, like, it's good, yeah, it's fun to boo him, like,
it's
I like
fun
Dom,
to boo him.
I love Dom.
I love him too.
Dirty Dom is like.
But fuck that guy.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably because we're all fucking jealous because he's.
Oh, yeah.
Even though she just got engaged to another man. But whatever.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's 2023.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do and live in color.
Ding.
Ding. There you go.
The match itself was really fun. The dynamic of the crowd was really anybody but Dom. So Mustafa and Wesley were both getting cheered no matter what, even when they were like fighting each other and Dom wasn't anywhere near, which was really weird. But if you take out that dynamic and just watch the actual wrestling match just for what it was, goddamn, that was a really great match with two high flyers versus somebody to bounce off of, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. It was fun. It was really fun. Probably one of the best matches I've seen Dom in.
Yeah,
I would go there. You watch NXT, right? This week's NXT? You watch most of it? Did you see the stuff with him, with Wesley? No.
So what happened?
Oh, I think I did. So, he stepped up to Melo.
Yeah.
He wants a title shot.
So when we going into the show, I brought up how like I felt bad for Wesley because Wesley has been one of the best wrestlers on NXT for the past probably
year.
Even when he was in a tag team, but like once he became separate and he like solo, he has been like every match you're like it's gonna be good regardless of who he's fighting, and then you know Dominic fucking Dirty Doms, who's not even on NXT, beats him in a match.
Yeah,
and you're like, God damn, like fucking Wesley was like
announced a week in advance.
Yeah, and so I felt bad for him, but on NXT this. This week, it looks like he's going to go with Carmelo at some point.
I like what they're teasing right now.
What's that?
Wesley against Dijak.
That's a heat stroke, whatever the show is in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I think that's the match. So pretty much Wesley was like, or fucking T-Bar was feuding with yelling at
T-Bar. God damn.
That's the stuff you put in your hair, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He was like challenging Carmelo, and then Wesley just like fucking jumped in and was like, nah, I'm next. And then fucking T-Bar's like, he's like, nah, man, you're not even a champion. Like, you're not even in the North American like title or pitcher anymore, kind of thing. Whatever, it's cool. I'm fine with it. If I get that match, both of those matches, I'm in. I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm. Any of the women's matches tickle your pickle?
Yes. I like Tiffany Stratton. Yeah.
You're coming around?
Yeah,
coming around. You like Barbie, eh?
I liked her. I liked her a lot.
There was a Barbie chant.
There was a Barbie chant. Yeah, well, she came out with a whole fucking Barbie motif.
Yeah.
I think I was telling Scott that I was like, wait a second. If you took Trish Stratus and you ordered her off of Wish.
You did say that.
Yeah.
What were you saying after?
I was like, yeah, you know, products off of Wish aren't that bad.
Yeah.
No, what it is.
When you're on a budget, it works.
It works.
No, what it is you ordered it off of a underground Chinese website. And so you got it in the mail and it's just not right. It's
a little
to the left. Or yeah. A little, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't remember Tiffany Stratton being so cross-eyed.
Yeah. I didn't say no to it.
Can't see it when she's bent over.
Hale.
Oh, Thea Hale?
Thea Hale.
Yeah. Hale, yeah.
I appreciate the energy, and I appreciate how over the energy is with everybody. And because of how over she was, I really thought that the right call would have been to have Hale win.
And this was the second match with the stipulation, the submission. Yeah.
Although, I'm not convinced on Hale.
Whether you're convinced the finish in the story was the right one because it keeps the plot going.
Yeah, cool. Not as a champion. She's not champion level yet. She's entertaining, but she's not.
Someone needs to water her and leave her in the sun for 6 more months.
She ain't getting any taller, man.
Dude, she's like so short.
I know.
It's a lot of new women.
There's a lot of short women.
Roxy?
Roxy's so petite, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen her live.
We saw her fucking, she was standing right next to us.
Yeah.
And
we were sitting down and we were saying, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's the next generation. But Charlotte's going to be like this. Everybody else is going to be like...
Charlotte's just hitting down?
Yeah.
Charlotte the Giant.
Oh, well, fucking... Charlotte Gonzalez. They're talking about fucking... fucking Jax coming back.
Oh, no.
That's the rumor. That's the rumor in them streets. She lost some weight, too. She, like, started
but
working out.
But NXT, she looked like a goddamn kaiju compared to the rest of the roster.
Yeah. But, getting back to the match itself, I thought the match itself was really good. It was really entertaining. It turned me around on one and a half of them. Ding. I think there needs to be something else with Hale because her just, like, super yelling. Intense. I'm just like, oh my god, let's fucking go kind of persona. While there's something there, it needs something else. And to be honest, it might be the annoyance of the faction of the university thing, the university gimmick. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I just don't like it because it seems too Duke the Dumpster Drossy-ish for me. It's too...
The concept of Chase U?
The concept of Chase U. It's just... It's very, too...
Yeah, 90s.
It's too 90s, 80s.
Ish.
Yeah, like... You're a college that's not a college in wrestling and you have professors and... What? Like, it...
And then the gym coach has turned on you?
Yeah. I can't...
Yeah.
It feels...
Yeah.
It feels too much like a... One of those profession gimmicks from the 90s. And I was like, I don't... Mm.
Does it hurt your feelings if it only goes as far as NXT? And when they debut on the main roster...
I hope it only goes as far as NXT. Hell, yeah. I hope it only goes as far as, like, maybe another pay-per-view or two. And she drops them. No, and
she drops out.
Something. And becomes something else. Just has some other evolution.
Yeah.
You know?
That, and she does need to chill out a little bit. And that's her character, I get it. But, like, she is a little too much. Like, sometimes, when she cut that promo about her making her tap and shit, like, you believed it, but then she'd just fucking look like Animal from the Muppets. Just like a... and she's got a lot of hair and shit like that, you know? Like, just dial it back a little bit.
Or do you,
I'm not saying get rid of it all. I'm just saying...
Or what if you find something to compliment her? The WWE does a lot of opposites attract. What if you stuck her with Nikita Lyons?
Yeah.
Dickie James.
Hell
and
yeah.
Little bitty Fireball, Thea Hale, the both of them just fucking wreck shop.
That'll definitely work. I think that would be great.
And that goes well with if they got pulled, moved up, because then you could have, you know, Liv and Raquel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the big and the small a lot up there, so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. Yeah. I don't know. I also don't get the Chase U thing.
Like, yeah.
I think I wasn't watching NXT when they were developing.
Yeah.
So now they're just a character, and now you're like, they're a university. Like, what the fuck is this? And you hired whatever.
And there's too many of them. There's just too many of them, right? Like, I get it that you're trying to, like, conceptually have an entire university, but it's like, man... You got fucking... How many people are in that faction? Like, 15? Like, dude.
They only use, like, 4.
Yeah, a lot of them are all... A lot of them are just bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, when you pull up and you see...
Yeah. It's too much. It's too much.
Cora Jade and... not Cora Jade. Roxy and Davenport. The hardcore. The sticks match.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah?
That was pretty cool. I'm usually not one for... weapons matches, but I think they pulled this off pretty well. Like, it didn't feel like fucking Moxley blood and guts match, right? It didn't feel like that. It felt like appropriate for what these two should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it doesn't hurt that, you know, we were in Austin and Roxy was there, and of course, everybody's cheering their heads off for Roxy.
Mom, her mom and daughter were there.
Yeah,
her sister were there.
Her daughter.
That's another.
How old is she?
I don't know.
Who? Roxy?
Yeah.
No.
That was her little sister.
Like, 24?
Roxy's 24.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not... Thea Hale's 19, but Roxy's 24.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
Now, I think I mentioned this to y'all when we were there. That was another situation where the mom should have broke out the chancla.
Yeah.
Yeah, just been like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll send you to Jesus.
Yes.
Why'd you turn Asian?
Yeah, that was...
that was a little Asian. That's from fucking that Steven comedian.
Yeah.
Just kicked in. I have trouble containing my continents.
Yeah. it's because you big failure.
Ah, I speak failure. Crazy white woman.
Hiya.
I was on like a 3-week kick. I was freaking Asian. Like I had that accent going all the time. Mm-hmm. I'd go eat Chinese food at the Woodlands Mall. Like, oh yeah. Man, I was playing the bit. Yeah.
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 That's real, yeah. Real Asian of you to eat at the Woodlands Mall. That's where I get my
dude, authentic. You fucking passed Bel Air. Yeah. What the fuck?
I'll work around there. I see them enough. Yeah. Just overall. NXT Great American Bash.
10.
Whoa.
What?
That was so much fun. It was so good. I can't wait until the next time I can't wait until the next time they have another live event that is here in Texas somewhere. You know, San Antonio.
You would drive to Dallas?
Well, let's not get carried away.
At the Bomb Factory?
Not Dallas, South Oklahoma.
Let's make it easier for you.
I said anywhere in Texas, not Dallas.
Will you ride to Dallas?
To South Oklahoma? Maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe.
We're getting there. Yeah. We're getting there.
I mean, yeah, they're... I've never been to an NXT show that I didn't like.
Yeah.
Like, that I had always fun. The one in Brooklyn was awesome.
Yeah. War Games here was cool.
Yeah.
War Games was cool.
Yeah.
What are the ones that...
We didn't do New Orleans because we went to Ring of Honor Supercard the night of
That's Takeover. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either There's way. Been a couple more. Oh, fucking San Antonio, Night Before the Rumble? Like, years ago.
Yeah.
Or yeah. Nakamura and Rude? Mm-hmm. You went with me to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did. That's a lot of wrestling, man.
Dude, we do, yeah. But it was so... I'm so glad you went with us, man.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, for real. Fun.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. Wrestling or not, we're doing... We gotta do another trip.
What about your nephew, dude? What did he think
man, of this show? Man! That motherfucker, he changed his profile picture on Facebook to the picture of the four of us at the comic book store with Hulk.
What?
He's still I took him to the movies last weekend.
Did you send those pictures?
I took him to the movies last weekend.
On Facebook. You're not on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
He would not fucking shut up about y'all.
No, yeah.
And the trip. And like, God, we gotta go back. Those stores. There's gotta be more stores because you were telling me there were some that were closed. We gotta go back. I need to get some... I need... Oh, yeah. Oh, you wouldn't shut up, dude. Oh, man, you wouldn't shut up about y'all, man.
That's awesome.
I told my sister, man, my nephew keeps taking all my friends.
Well, it's because he's nicer than you.
He's funnier, too.
You're a big dick.
You're the first man to ever admit that.
Oh.
So far.
Oh, my
God, yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens when I take Scott to Dallas next week.
Yeah.
I mean, it is my birthday.
Okay? Yeah.
You got to celebrate big and the big D on your birthday.
Somebody's going to get some birthday cakes.
The big D, eh? The big D.
I love cake.
Yeah. I like pie.
What kind of pie?
Man. Yeah, we're not all perfect.
It doesn't matter what kind of pie.
What about you? What about you guys? I said 10. What are you about y'all?
Ooh. Yep. 8.5.
Okay.
I was going to give it a 9.
Okay.
9.5, 9.
8.5.
What is
keeping... You know what? 9.5.
Oh, shit. Get this guy.
You know what? 9.75.
Oh, my God.
You know what? $1.
You son of a bitch!
Yeah.
What's dropping you from the...
What's keeping me from the 10?
Yeah.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I think the reason that it's so high is because there was one thing we got at that show that we didn't get at home.
What's that?
Fucking Booker T's commentary. Ding!
Ding!
I know. Okay, in that case, I'm at a 10.
Fuck it, I'm at a 10.
When Booker came out, like, before the show, it was like, you're commentators for the night, whatever. Yeah.
We booed.
We booed. Booker's music ended, and he was sitting down, and, you know, that was that little split second in between where there was, like, silence, and I yelled out, Booker, you're the worst thing about NXT.
We got some head turns on that one.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, my God.
Which was great.
Commentary is fucking horrible.
Oh, yeah!
You're talking about power.
Oh, shit. God damn it, Booker.
If they put him in...
No bread, no water, just me.
If they put him in the fucking Irish dude...
Oh,
fucking...
God, Kevin Patrick, yeah. Fuck me, dude.
Travis would have a fucking aneurysm.
I would rather watch Wow.
Oh, God.
He's fucking terrible. He was annoying on the pre-show, too, of SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. Without Booker T talking, I'll give it a 10 out of 10.
His commentary aside, he doesn't fit. And it's not about his character's commentary. NXT has always been about the next generation. And so, like, throughout the history of NXT, there's been, like, Matt Bloom, Lord Tenzai. He had never done commentary. Regal, he had never done commentary up to that point consistently. They even did fucking Renee Moxley Good. Yeah.
Renee Moxley Good.
Yeah. She was actually the first female on commentary in NXT, you know? I remember her commentary when Kenta, Hideo Itami first debuted on NXT television. So you want you want to see fresh faces on commentary. You don't want to see a guy that's almost... as a demotion, kind of, because he got demoted not from Raw, not from SmackDown, from the pre-show, and he's in NXT.
But he's also on the pre-show.
Like, I would have expected somebody...
Who would you get?
Someone in pro wrestling that hasn't done commentary that doesn't wrestle anymore.
You know who could be good? If he trains, if he doesn't want to do it? Big E.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That would be such a fresh face.
It worked for fucking Corey Graves.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You can't wrestle anymore, but do you want to try commentary?
Yeah.
And look at him now. He's entertaining as fuck.
That's the problem. I'm not saying Big E can't do it. I'm saying I think Big E would have to really, really work on this aspect of himself, which is, yes, he's very entertaining, but I don't think he could consistently carry on a conversation. Because you see him on, like, the ride-along and the table for threes and, you know, the what-have-yous and things like that. And he'll just, like, sneak in a little thing here and there. But then he's just doing weird visual shit. Like, when he was on ride-along.
So he's Byron Saxton.
I guess. But on ride-along, he would just, like, sit in the back seat while the other two were sitting up front. Yeah. And he would just do the split, spread his legs, and just chill. And like, Kofi and Xavier are like carrying on a conversation. Yeah. What are you doing back there? Oh, you know, I'm just getting my stretch on, you know. And like, okay, but that's like, fair. I don't think Big E is like constantly talking, and I don't think that's his humor. I don't think that's his vibe.
But if you give him NXT to fuck around on,
maybe
he could be good. And if, again, what do you, if he's not, they're saying he's not coming back.
He's got to do something.
You can't just let him go.
Yeah.
He's too entertaining, and he can't be... They don't have managers as much anymore, but you can't be a manager. So what do you got for him?
I mean, he could.
In the back? Go to the back and have... And be like a coach or a fucking trainer or something?
Yeah.
Then what? 2 years from now, he gets fired in the you know, the
yearly
the spring cleaning because we don't need another trainer.
Yeah.
And he can't do bumps and stuff like that, so like... So color could or not color, just commentary in general. And if you want, you could have him as like the color guy and saying his little quirky shit, making funny jokes, like being almost like Booger T, but just not as annoying.
If he needs help on the load with Big E, I'm surprised his name hasn't been brought up backstage or anything like that because he's on the payroll.
Who?
Jeremy Borash.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he just doesn't want to. Maybe he doesn't want to do that stuff.
Yeah,
because he was the announcer or the
he was announcing and then he went to cover commentary.
Yeah, but then he was an interviewer. Remember, because he did the fucking bug eye.
Yeah.
So like and then he's like, I'm good in the back.
Yeah,
they should. I don't know if you could do it, but like Tyler Breeze, ex NXT guy, had some incredible matches on NXT.
You know what? I think Tyler Breeze would be great on commentary.
I watch him and Xavier Woods play. But they play the My GM on the WWE game.
Mm-hmm.
So they, you know, they My GM mode. I don't know if y'all play it, but it's like you create your own roster.
Yeah.
And you have your own shows, and so they compete. So I watched their series, and, like, they're entertaining as fuck.
Yeah.
But same issue with Xavier is the same with Big E. Like, I don't think he could, like, be serious. You know what I mean?
Xavier? Yeah. You mean? I think Xavier could do commentary.
He's just too entertaining. Like,
Well, no, that's not the criticism I had of Big E. The criticism I had E is that I don't think he could continue
yeah.
it. Whereas I think Xavier could just continue it, keep it sustained. I think he could.
But I think I think Tyler Breeze could do it too.
If we're talking about Tyler Breeze, I think Tyler Breeze can nail it.
He's not doing anything.
Yeah.
I think if he's not going to wrestle anymore.
Which he had a match recently on.
Breeze?
Yeah, some.
How about Robert Stone? He's a guy that can talk.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he already relegated himself from active wrestler to management position with Von Wagner.
And he's so different. He's so different from, like, his fucking Jersey Shore. Yeah, to now he, like, sometimes I see him and I'm like, who the fuck is that guy? And I'm like, oh, I know him.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim Tan Wrestle.
Yeah.
Would you maybe. Be opposed to Shawn Michaels being the color guy? Again, he's old like Booker T in that sense of an aging wrestler, but Booker T's already had a run of commentary even before he got to NXT, and Shawn Michaels really hasn't had that.
I wouldn't mind HBK being commentary, but I don't want to take him away from the role that he's doing now.
Yeah.
I think the work that he's doing now is more important than just commentary.
Mm-hmm. Not that this is meant to be as a transition or anything, but one of the things that kept my interest on SmackDown during the COVID era was Michael Cole and Triple H on commentary.
Okay.
And that NXT being Triple H's baby, I wouldn't mind seeing him with anybody.
Okay.
Vic Joseph, I would even like
Triple H?
Yeah, I would even take Triple H and Kevin Patrick. Because Triple H would be anchoring would be most of that. Like, he would tell him during the breaks, like, hey, try this, or try looking at it this way, try coming up from this end or whatever. But Triple H on commentary I liked a lot during COVID.
Okay.
He's not gonna go back to NXT though.
You don't think?
No, he's got what is he doing right now?
So apparently once this merger is up, he is no longer gonna be on the board of directors.
Okay.
So,
does that mean that he's not employed at all?
I'm not sure what kind of contract he has. Besides, board of directors isn't a contract; it's a position. Right. So, even though whether you're in the board or not, like I think fucking Bruce Pritchard is on the board, and that's separate from whatever payroll job he actually has. So that would be the same to Triple H. I don't know. Triple H is still a contracted wrestler as a talent. Or as a backstage,
producing position. Unless Triple H doesn't want to be in the company anymore after the merger, I don't see him leaving.
Yeah, I don't
either. Find something
with
for
that
him,
thing
you know?
With that pacemaker defibrillator. Take it easy.
Yeah, he's not
He's not wrestling.
Kevin's commentary.
Yeah,
like that's.
He's gonna be like,
and he gets to work with Sean again because Sean's freaking producing backstage on the show. And he gets to be with Sean every fucking 2 and 3 days a week.
You could just see Triple H, like, randomly just be like, I used to be on the board of directors. He's like, sure, Grandpa, sure.
Yes, Mr. Sherman, everybody. Now we have to turn the smiles upside down. SummerSlam.
I couldn't do it. I tried doing it. Couldn't do it.
Let's try.
All right.
Give me a highlight.
Logan Paul and Ricochet.
Really?
It was fun.
That was a good match.
Yeah,
you didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it. Yeah,
we. So that match was good. I think Balor and Seth was solid. It wasn't spectacular. It wasn't something that we were gonna write about. You know, like in the. But I enjoyed it. What was the other one I told you was good? I told you yesterday.
Brock and Cody.
Brock and Cody was fun.
Okay.
It was not for the match itself fully, but for the story, and then the ending was pretty cool too to see Brock like that.
What I got is the women's cash-in.
That's what it was. The match itself, the three-way, was not entertaining. I thought it was sloppy at times. It was kind of boring.
Sloppy as
fuck.
Until it got towards the end, and then, like, you're like, I remember I was on my phone, and I was like, this match is fucking rough. And then I remember, like, Bianca started kind of, and I was like, she's going to win it? Like,
yeah. No, we were both, I was on my phone, and then I just heard a, because I heard what happened before I watched this, because
internet.
I watched Collision live as it happened. I chose to watch Collision over SummerSlam. Okay. So after Collision finished, it was still live on the on the cock, so I couldn't rewind all the way to the front. So I missed that first part, which was Ricochet and fucking Logan Paul and some other stuff. So I kind of knew, I kind of got spoiled on what was going to happen, but I didn't know when it was going to happen. So I played the women's match, and I'm like, after like 5 or 6 minutes, I was like, man, this thing is ugly. It's like sloppy. There's a lot of mistakes happening. That I'm not used to watching Charlotte fuck up as much as she did.
Or Asuka.
My girlfriend was like, this doesn't look good. Even she noticed, casual wrestling, I was like, yeah, this doesn't look right. So I'm on my phone just dicking around, then all of a sudden I hear dunk. And Bianca crying. I'm like, what the fuck just happened? I rewound it 10, 20 seconds. And I'm like, oh, fuck. The cash-in was inaudible because Bianca legit fucked herself up. That's what I thought. Mm. As soon as I heard that thud, because Bianca was selling it. She was crying. She was holding her knees. She was like banging the phone. She sold it fucking like a champ.
They did a good job not showing her actually fall. You never see her actually fall. Mm-hmm.
And then Corey Graves
cut angles from like where the steps are, or from the other side of the apron. Like you never see her, because she probably just, you never saw her fall.
And then Cody Graves on commentary is like, "I know this is this horrible thing to see. So out of respect to the women in the ring, let's focus on what's going on in the ring right now. And the docs will take the Bianca." So I was already like, "Fuck, this is weird." And then so when Bianca kind of limped back in there and tried to like fight everything, I was like, okay, I can kind of get behind this. And then Bianca winning, I was like, whoa, I wasn't expecting that to happen.
Yeah.
And then Io's music hit, I'm like, oh, damn it. I felt bad.
Yeah.
I didn't hate the thing that I saw. I just felt bad for Bianca. I was like, oh, man, that was so good.
I loved it. I loved it, man. I loved that little swerve there. It's kind of hard to say that any Money in the Bank cash-in is a swerve, but... The fact that it was cashed in on Bianca was the swerve, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and that she just won it, and then here comes the cat, like, oh.
And a triple threat.
That's kind
of weird, too, because, you know, you got two other audibles in there to be like, anybody could win it.
If anything, I feel this kind of protects Bianca.
Yeah.
You know? I don't feel like she got screwed, or oh man, she's buried, or whatever. It's like she looks so fucking strong, and it took all of this to get the title off of her. That she shouldn't have lost in the first place, and she was a record holder and all this and that. Like, she still looks like a legit badass. I agree with you that the match itself was, you know, maybe a little sloppy here and there, but that I just love the finish and the cash in and all that stuff. And I love the way how the cash-in happened. That Bayley was going out there lending a hand, hitting people with the fucking thing on behalf of Io.
Yeah.
Right? Like, neutralize the other two competitors. Like, I don't think I ever remembered that. Like, you know.
He didn't help nobody when Ziggler cashed in on Del Rio. He just ran out there because he was.
I thought that was pretty a nice, cool little ruffle.
Yeah. So, how about another ruffle?
Okay.
Do you think Bianca would benefit from turning heel and joining her husband in the new Hurt Business?
Who
is that a thing?
Boy,
are they heels? I know they're teasing it, but I don't know.
They're not teasing it. They turn Dawkins and
Montez
jumped. Came in the middle of a tag match on SmackDown last week and jumped everyone, and they were dressed in suits. And so when they left the ring, Bobby Lashley was waiting for them in the ramp, also dressed up fly, and the three of them...
This is SmackDown, right?
Yeah, after Survivor Series. So
with MVP?
And not yet.
MVP wasn't seen.
He wasn't seen. They might be waiting for that.
Yeah.
Because didn't MVP... Wasn't they backstage with Lashley weeks ago when they were trying to get Cedric and Shelton together?
Yeah, I think so.
That's to be determined.
The last time we've seen MVP... correct me if I'm wrong on this, was MVP introducing Omos into the Battle Royal.
That's right. Yeah.
So MVP is still aligned with Omos.
Yeah.
I'm going to say add Omos.
Because he was there. He introduced Omos in the match.
Yeah.
In the Battle Royal.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah.
So if it's MVP and Omos, and then
Lashley and the Prophets.
Lashley and the Prophets, and we know that Lashley and MVP kind of have a little bit of connection, but it isn't established yet. You could kind of say that, oh, they are, but they're not really. Like, we don't know yet. You know, so
but Bobby's a heel now? By default?
I guess.
Heel of baby faces wouldn't just go into a random tag match and beat up everyone.
Okay,
But so, if that's what Bobby Lashley was waiting for at the ramp when all that finished, I'm assuming Bobby's a heel with the.
But that's, yeah, but like the last time I saw Bobby, he was feuding with MVP and Omos.
And squashed him.
That was it. And then he got hurt. And he was gone for a long time. And then he was back on Raw or SmackDown just having matches and not really doing anything.
And apparently they kissed and made up.
Yeah.
But we don't know. The part of it being official, seeing all of them out together as one faction. Yeah, like you've seen one with that one, and that one with this one, and this one with this one, but you haven't seen them all in the same room.
I mean, her going to... I would say that'd be cool. Maybe she does need a little change in her...
And imagine everyone flanking Bianca when she comes out to the ring.
Oh, yeah.
For all the shit that
up on almost his shoulder. Like Miss Elizabeth.
For all the
shit. He'll have his hand on her ass. And
on her back, lower back.
Yeah, Montez will be like, hell no! Yeah.
For all the shit that people gave Dark Order, I liked when the girls came out with them. When the girls came out for their tag match or their singles match and everyone else flanked them and did the pose. And then they all left except maybe Johnny Hungy or somebody else or MJ. So they even though there were women in a male dominated team, the male supported them.
Yeah.
So watching Bianca come out with all her muscle behind her, that'd be fucking menacing to see. Like actually give her another.
It's kind of like how Rhea is with Judgment Day. She's not just the woman. She's not the woman in the group. She's like the most like over one.
Her
and Dom are getting kind of close to being the top. So like, you know, the leader of the group was Balor, and now like he's fourth.
So fill in some blanks for me, because the stuff that I did watch of SummerSlam, for whatever reason, I had the bad luck of picking the shit that no one gave a fuck about. Gunther versus McIntyre, you could hear a crowd. Oh, you could hear the front row fart. Like they weren't into that.
Yeah,
they weren't into that. Ronda versus Shayna, they weren't fucking.
I didn't care about Ronda.
They didn't. The crowd wasn't into it.
I think because the issue with that one is they classified it as MMA style match, but it's fucking WWE. So the punches look fake. Do Fight Pit. Let those two motherfuckers fight. How can we have on NXT, we can have the Heritage Cup, we can have five 3-minute rounds, right? They've had one, they've had four in the past
2 months.
2 months? Yeah. Why can't we just get that? Be like, look, man, these two are fighters, they're going to fight. And, like, you can fake it, but, like, at least be in a fucking Fight Pit and, like...
Yeah.
Like how the dungeon match... Shit like that. Do the dungeon match, like, or something like that, where you're like something different. But to put two MMA fighters in a wrestling ring in front of a big ass crowd and then say we're MMA fighting and you're not, you're just fucking wrestling, and it was sloppy as fuck.
That match was snake bit from the beginning, because that was like 4 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago. There was enough news media coverage that Ronda Rousey was going to go back to UFC after Amanda Nunes retired.
Yeah.
That they pretty much said, all right, she's gone after SummerSlam. What can we do to try to get the most out of this? Oh, let's tame her with her best friend.
Yeah.
And instead of the typical build to match where someone wins the first round and then someone wins the second round, the tiebreaker has to be something that would benefit both of them, and that would have been the Fight Pit. They crammed like everything into 4 weeks and nobody gave a fuck.
None. Yeah.
But it's also because it's them two. Nobody cares about Ronda. She was cool at first, but then she alienated herself from the wrestling community.
MMA rules, take off the ropes. Do something to make that different.
That's what I'm saying.
That is what it was. Half of that triple threat women's match, people sat on their hands too. There wasn't a lot of reaction.
Yeah.
Like all the stuff that I watched, it was like dead silence for most of it. And if they don't give a fuck about watching it, why do I want to keep watching it?
To your point, Chris, that you made there also, not only was the iron not the right time to strike because of all the rumors dissipating, but goddamn, finally you have one of the four horsewomen versus one of the four horsewomen. Years after you could have done it, well, you had all four of them there, and
what happened to
you crammed it.
Jessamyn Duke?
Yeah.
I don't know.
One went to NXT, and then one is... I think she's a
mom.
Yeah, a mom now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or not NXT. One went to AEW.
Yeah, the other one.
Shafir.
Shafir.
Yeah. You don't know me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had fucking soft arms. She put me in a headlock. Fantastic. Yeah. Never forget.
Shayna. Shayna was rough. I wasn't complaining.
You are.
I moved around so that she would type.
But, yeah, like... You could have had so much more with this storyline. Hell, you could have had the four horsewomen of MMA versus the four horsewomen of wrestling, and you didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
Right? And now you're going to cram, like you said, 4 weeks worth... Well, excuse me.
In one match.
Ten years worth of storyline into 4 weeks out of the blue? Yeah.
And
the beginning, there was never any like tease of dissonance between the two. So one minute they're both buddy.
They were in a tag match.
Yeah, and then the next minute, oh, I'm gonna just choke you out, bitch! And like, what?
You know what they should have done in this match? MMA style rule match. Bell rings. Shayna just knocks her out or makes her tap. Bye, Ronda.
Yeah,
I just made Ronda tap in.
Yeah,
30 seconds.
Yeah.
Arnold, what's up? He's finally joining us in the live chat.
He says, the Texans are losing.
I guess so.
Yeah.
The 48
ask, to 21. Ask.
Arnold, are the Texans losing?
I called it 38 to 21.
He says the four horsewomen of irrelevance. Makes sense.
You don't know who I am.
But yeah. The MMA rule match all the stuff
that
whack.
No one was into.
He said it should have been the Fight Pit or Lion's Den. Yeah.
See?
Yeah, just like Scott saying.
You know, I 100% think that the first two matches killed the rest of the show.
Which was the second?
Cody and Brock.
Really?
Yeah, that was second, wasn't it?
Yeah. So
that's third.
That was third? What was the second one then? The Battle Royale.
Was it second?
I missed it.
When was the Battle Royale thing. LA Knight fucking destroyed that crowd.
Oh, yeah, everybody was chanting for it.
So Logan Paul and Ricochet, people were fucking hot for it.
Mm-hmm.
Cody.
Seth and Finn, they were hot for, but they were singing Seth. They weren't into the match.
Yeah.
There's a difference between just singing someone's theme song during a match and actually cheering for them when they're fucking, like, down or trying to get them back up.
I mean, that's a problem you have with Seth.
Is there anything else?
Same thing with Jericho.
Anything else of relevance before we get into the main event?
I will talk about Gunther and Drew. I think the reason that nobody cared because it's like 4 months too late.
No. Yeah.
We had the triple threat match at Mania.
You couldn't top it.
Fucking meaty men beating up meaty men. There was that whole internet craze. Everyone fucking made jokes and everybody loved it and seeing those dudes fight. And then Drew got hurt or didn't want to sign his contract or whatever it was. Yeah. And he was gone for forever. And Sheamus has been hurt, right? So or whatever. So he's been barely featured on TV. So it's like, and then Gunther went to Raw and started doing other things. Like,
yeah,
they've moved on. And so it's like, hey, remember? It's like fucking AEW.
So
and now we're all up on Gable, Chad Gable. Now
it was 4 months too late, but it was also 1 month too early.
Yeah,
there was no way Gunther was losing the Intercontinental title.
No,
he's gotta beat the Honky Tonk Man's record. You know, that he's not... I don't think he's going to lose anything until he's already got that record. Right?
The Honky Tonk Man's one?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's getting close, though, right?
Yeah, he's within a month.
Okay, next pay-per-view is his...
Yeah, next month he's within striking distance of... Or anybody else is within striking distance of getting rid of Gunther because Gunther's definitely keeping that title until then. After then, okay, cool. Anybody can win it, I'm thinking.
Can you see him holding on to that title until Mania?
No. No. And I think because you don't want to tarnish what Roman's doing. I think WWE wants to get rid of Honky Tonk Man's record,
yeah.
But then after that, done, because they don't want Gunther going anywhere near Roman's run. Okay. So they want to kind of be right in the middle, yeah. At least that's what I'm thinking. Who beats Gunther? Who
beats him, yeah.
Fuck, if I know, I would have thought it would have been Drew. For me, Drew would have been the right guy. Like you said, it's 4 months too late. Well, if it's already 4 months too late, may as well make it 5 months too late. That way we could actually believe that it might even happen.
That's the fucking issue with Drew, man. He's everyone loves Drew. Royal Rumble, fantastic, right? My parents were there. My sister was there. We all had a good time. What happens right after that? Fucking COVID.
Yeah.
And
we don't get Drew's crowning moment. And so now it's constantly like that. Like, he's... Everybody loves him, but yeah, it's 4 months too late.
Arnold says Ricochet versus Paul was my match of the week pick.
Hey, what was the second match of the pay-per-view?
Was it Brock and Cody? Was that? I thought that was the third match. I feel like there's something missing in there.
I don't remember.
I don't think they would have had those two matches back-to-back. I don't remember, man.
It's funny you had the conversation, because I can hear you through the walls, of the records, Gunther's record.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what's harming WWE right now, in my opinion.
All the records?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
it takes away the unpredictability.
Here's the example that I'm going to bring up.
And it's not organic. It's forced. They're trying to hit these records.
Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan in WCW. How long did the NWO stay popular? Stay relevant?
Oh, like a year or two?
2 years.
2 years.
You push 2.5.
These are fucking chewy as fuck, dude.
You push 2.5.
God damn.
Was Hogan undefeated in those 2.5 years?
No.
Do you know who he lost to? Do you remember?
Bill Goldberg. No.
I don't remember.
Macho Man? He lost to the Giant.
Okay.
And then within a month, he got the belt back.
Okay.
And then he lost on Nitro Television to Lex Luger.
Uh-huh.
And then within a couple months, he got the belt back.
Okay.
Then Starrcade 97. He lost to Sting.
Brock and Cody was the second match. Okay, thank you, Arnold.
3 months later, Hogan's got the belt. Uh-huh. Then Nitro happens in the Georgia Dome.
Yeah.
Loses to Bill Goldberg.
Yeah.
Did Hogan lose any credibility?
No.
In that 2.5 years? Did the NWO lose any steam in those 2 years between the beginning and when he lost the belt to Goldberg?
No.
Not really.
The Roman run, I think, has passed its course. I think we're in like season 8 of Game of Thrones now.
Okay.
And that's not a compliment at all.
Yeah. They
don't know how to finish the story.
Is what you're saying.
People are saying...
You know how to do it? Cody finishes the story.
No. The story happened before Cody even got there. So I never thought Cody was the answer to that story.
Okay.
And they can't do it now. Because think of what's happened since then. Drew couldn't beat Roman in his home country.
Uh-huh.
Has his popularity gotten higher or lower?
Drew's?
Now, yes.
Down.
Drew's has gone lower.
Sami Zayn in Montreal, main eventing for the belt, didn't beat Roman. Has his popularity gone up or down now? Down.
Do you see his elbow? God damn. You saw his elbow?
It looks like a hard tennis elbow.
Yeah.
But it's bad.
It looks like an egg is coming out of his elbow. It's like this.
Like Arnold was telling me about it at work. He said it looked like Cena's, but worse. Yeah. When Cena had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's more scrawny than Cena, so it's more developed. But yes, down.
There's a bit of a dichotomy with Cody. You can say that he's still as popular, but losing to Roman at WrestleMania, I don't think did him any favors.
Okay.
You had a lot of opportunities where you could have kept the bloodline going and Roman could have got the belt back. At this point, I don't give a fuck about the bloodline story. Like, I don't care who beats Roman for the belt now. It doesn't make sense now. Jimmy turning on his brother after all this time.
Again?
Again? Like, it's the story isn't making sense. We have tomorrow, the one episode of SmackDown, to see what the explanation is, if we get any. Because remember, did we ever get an explanation of why Brock just beat the fuck out of Cody the night after WrestleMania? No. So the handshake at the end, I still can't make sense of it because I don't know how we got. I don't know what point A is for me to understand how point Z is so important. And now with the Bloodline stuff, it's like...
It's another...
What are you going to do now? It does... Yeah, no. I'm checked out.
Would you accept if Jay had won and on SmackDown or even on Raw, Roman's like, I want my rematch, like, let's go, and then he beats him?
You know what the next pay-per-view is?
Would you care?
Payback.
Yeah.
Duh. Roman takes it back. Yeah, I would have been fine with it.
And then you do the turn. Then you do the turn. Jay wins, mm-hmm. barely beats Roman. Everyone's fucking happy. Payback. Jimmy turns on Jay because this match was what do they call it? A high chief.
Oh, the tribal
combat. Tribal.
Yeah.
And they were like no DQs and stuff like that. No interference. No whatever. No, and yet everybody in the match interfered, and nobody came to help Jay at all. Nope. Like. Yeah, so, yeah, and that's it. And then you have Roman can go off and fight the next person, and Jay and Jimmy can feud with each other, mm-hmm. and it's separate, and we're done. Or you turn, and you slowly turn solo to turn on Roman, and then you get them to fight mm-hmm. at the next non-big pay-per-view, so not Survivor Series.
Saudi.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But now it's all...
Arnold says this. Chris, you're proving WWE right by saying that Cody, Sammy, and Drew, with them losing the big match, made them irrelevant. If that's really the case, then they couldn't carry the belt even if they won it.
That's unproven. They're at their most hottest right now. So say if LA Knight at the peak of his popularity wrestles Roman Reigns and he loses for the belt.
Yeah.
Think that's he's gonna be able to come back from that.
You know what? I have another example. I was gonna say what's his name now? Fucking Rusev. There you go. That I was like, oh man, what was Muro's name? Rusev and Umaga. To a lesser extent, maybe even JBL. Same thing with Cena. You know, Cena buried all these folks, not because, you know, Cena was burying them, but because LOL, WWE... Cena wins. Yeah, LOL, Cena wins. Man, Umaga's rise to the top ended, bam, right when Cena beat him. Same thing with Rusev on a motherfucking tank.
Yeah.
He came out on a motherfucking tank at WrestleMania, and then he lost.
We watched that at Aaron's house. All of us were there.
Aaron, or was that at Travis' house? Travis's house?
No, I think it was at Aaron's house.
Oh, okay. Either way,
I don't know if you that wasn't the WrestleMania you were at, right? Because that was Florida, wasn't it? Wasn't that the Florida one?
It was WrestleMania play button.
Yeah, that was San Francisco 31.
Oh,
yeah, that's what that was.
He came out on a fucking tank.
He came out on a motherfucking tank.
And then he just
and then
yeah
nothing.
And now he plays video games.
Yeah,
yeah. If the storyline is Bloodline is supposed to rule the WWE, get the belt back in 2 months. Do the shady shit that you couldn't do in the tribal combat, mm-hmm. where there was no interference and no nothing. You know,
it just, get another Samoan to come.
I don't.
They're out there.
I think
they're out there.
I think the story is built as is.
Jacob Fatu and fucking Zilla.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the story will have as much meaning if you start adding outside people that weren't relevant to the story in the beginning.
Okay, that's fair.
So, I don't know what you do, but at this point. At this point, my mentality as a WWE fan is I've got LA Knight winning the Royal Rumble, and he's wrestling either Damian Priest or Seth Rollins for the world title at WrestleMania. And once LA Knight holds the belt, it will not be considered a secondary title.
Damn. Ding.
Wait.
Because I have no fucks to give about whoever's holding that belt at WrestleMania for fucking the Undisputed.
Oh. See, I was about to ask, do you think...
Yeah,
they've been teasing a whole lot that Roman or that
Roman loses to cancer. Fuck it,
damn dude.
I'm like that disinterested.
Wow,
and he'll probably beat it.
They've been doing a lot of teasing with the cash in on Rollins. What if he cashes on Roman?
No, it's a waste.
How is it a waste?
Because he's not going to win it.
What if he does?
No.
If he does win it, then what Chris wants to happen will happen.
Roman gets it back.
Yeah. just like Hogan in the NWO days. Yeah.
And then that's your perfect scenario.
Yeah.
Dummy. Why not? It's so obvious that they're so going this way where because he's going to...
Because that's not the story. That's not the Bloodline story. Wasn't the post-match, the scrum or whatever, Heyman's like, oh, we're in the third inning of this game. And as far as the Bloodline story goes, like, nah, man, I'm done. I'm walking on. We're third inning? Yeah, we're losing 19-0.
That's the third inning of the old where they didn't have the clock. So it wasn't sped up. Now it's all...
Yeah. I don't know. This might be the third inning of the second game of a doubleheader.
So who actually saw the match between Roman and Jay?
I did not see it yet.
I watched it.
What did you think? I saw the last half.
It was okay, but that there are rules. Like, there's no interference. There's no... And then he gets beat up by Solo. And you're like, all right. How did...
So there was interference.
Because Solo's...
And Jay. And Jimmy.
Yeah, and Jimmy. But, like... And they did all this. They did the generic fucking spear into the table, the apron, the
barricade,
corner, the barricade,
barricade.
They did that shit again. So it's like, I don't think it was as good as it wasn't as good as their
strap match in the Hell in a Cell.
Yeah,
you remember that happened?
Yeah,
he already beat him. He already beat him twice.
Yeah,
and now he lost a third time. Why do I have any interest in Jay winning anything?
Because I want to see.
He is not
Jimmy and Jay, like that.
And he's the clean one. He's not the one that gets banned every 6 months. And
no, they both got it. They both had it.
Haven't DUIs?
They both got DUIs. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they both got
it. I thought it was just Jimmy.
Was it?
I think Jimmy's got...
He's got more.
He's got two or three. I think they both done it.
Well, if one twin does something, the other twin does something.
Blame it to the
other. I would... That match, like that match at Mania, and that's what they want, I'm okay with it.
Do you see the Bloodline story as it is right now lasting another 8 months to WrestleMania? WrestleMania is 8 months away. Eight.
Yeah, I do. Because
probably.
It's WWE. I could see them. It's long term storybooking.
I'm gonna take out
Hey Chris, can I grab water?
No. I'm going to unbury a dead horse so we can beat it again.
Do it.
Do you think that this can eventually accumulate in Roman versus Rock? That's where we're building to. Do you think that can be the case and that can happen? And that's the person that ends the story. Not Safa or Sika or any of the other elders. It's the Rock. I don't care.
The only way that it would work if it was not 8 months from now and it was in Saudi or India or wherever they're going to be, wherever they're...
That would have been very meaningful if it was in L.A. Oh, wait. Wasn't the last WrestleMania in L.A.? Oh, the time passed. What the fuck? Yeah. Philly?
But so in your that story, the Rock would beat Roman?
Both Usos have DUIs. Okay. Jimmy has more, though.
Thank you.
Okay. Jimmy has more. Arnold.
Yeah.
Arnold in the live chat.
Okay. Where do you go with that then? The Rock wins?
You're assuming The Rock wins. At Roman WrestleMania 40, Roman beats The Rock.
Okay.
Solidifying Roman.
He's going to stay the champ the whole time?
See, here's the thing. In my head, if Roman would have lost at least once by now...
He lost that tag match.
If he had lost by now... I would think that at WrestleMania 40, for the Undisputed title, we would have a heel Gunther defending against a face Roman. Because people still acknowledge the Tribal Chief.
Yeah.
Even though he's supposed to get booed, he gets cheered a lot. Mm-hmm. So I would have thought an organic turn into like an anti-hero, not so much a babyface, against someone that we can all agree that deserves to be booed. And... But it's just I don't.
You went 8 months of that, but now he's on Raw.
Yeah, but that can change.
Not until the next draft.
Well, or this Gunther wins the Rumble. But it's just.
You see Gunther winning the Rumble.
I've lost so much interest in the people that I thought had a good chance of beating Roman and telling a good story for it to continue. Like, I don't care about Drew anymore. I really don't care about Sammy anymore. You think Kevin Owens lost to him in two separate like storylines in this Bloodline stuff, and now where's Kevin Owens' popularity?
Well, he's hurt, but at the same
where was its peak?
Against Roman.
Against Roman.
WrestleMania with the Usos, but still,
ever since the Bloodline. So what you're saying is
the streak is killing careers.
What you're saying is the Bloodline is Chris Jericho.
What?
Oh, but we're not appreciating it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh damn.
Okay. Arnold says the story.
You stupid fool.
The story can't carry until Mania. When Cody wins in Philly. Yes, I believe it could continue because I didn't believe the story would last over a year. And here we are in year three. Think Cena losing the first once-in-a-lifetime match. No Rock needed.
Just Cody wins Rumble again next year? Where's Rumble next year?
I don't know where the Rumble is.
It's rumored, if you want to go. It's in Tampa, Florida.
Tampa?
Yeah, Tropicana Field.
Oh, Tommaso Tampa.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to Florida.
I don't know about that. We'll see.
I've had enough of Florida.
I'll fly again. You pick me up at the airport.
I don't think I'm ready to see Cody win another Rumble. Back-to-back Rumbles.
No, I was just... That's not going to happen. Yeah, what do you think... we were talking when you were in the bathroom... Who do you think beats Gunther? If it's not Drew, it can't be Drew now. You can't build it back up. That's it. Drew needs to find something else. Drew needs to go on Raw or something like that. Like, he should have went to Raw.
Who beats Gunther?
Braun Breaker?
Ooh.
I don't know. He popped in my head just now.
I mean, that would tickle my pickle.
Here's a swerve, bro. Gable joins Imperium. Chad Gable, the wrestler.
Okay, but he's not.
He's not European.
Yeah, he's not European.
That's the heel turn.
He is. He gets a DNA test.
Remember when Owen Hart was in the Nation of Domination?
I am not a maggot. There were rumors that Dragunov was supposed to be the fourth person to join.
Arnold also says Gable should beat Gunther.
No.
Gable Stevenson, yes.
Not Chad Gable. What's with all these Americans named Gable?
Okay, here's a twist. Yeah. Here's how we get there. Gable doesn't beat Gunther. Gunther beats him up so bad that Otis challenges Gunther. And Otis beats Gunther.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Who you guys got beating him?
I don't know. Same thing with Roman. I don't know.
No, the thing with Roman is I don't care. The thing with Gunther is...
Okay, but I still don't know.
I'm afraid that WWE is going to do the typical underdog, like, oh, we saw Ilya do it twice already. I don't want to watch it again. Or the Raw version with Gable. I kind of want Gunther to get beaten by somebody that, like...
We've never seen the Raw crowd. The main roster's never seen Dragunov and... Walter.
I don't give a fuck about their main crowd. I've already seen Walter. I don't want to watch that shit again. Gunther doesn't win the world title between now and then, and he has both the belts? I mean, you gotta think about that.
Gunther beats Roman?
Gunther beats Seth between now and fucking Mania, and he has the Intercontinental and the world title. Who's gonna. Then that really sets up fucking.
That sets up Gunther versus Roman. The guy with two belts versus the guy with two belts.
Well, he's got three belts.
Oh, okay.
He only came out with the one belt at SummerSlam, though.
Yeah.
He dropped the red and the blue one.
And then they merge all of those belts together.
Ugh, no.
And now...
it's NXT 2.0, the multicolored...
And WWE will only have one champion now.
And the tag belts, too.
Yeah.
Well, what'll happen is the Usos win the tag belts, all of them, and then they'll just merge into one Uso, and then he'll merge into Roman.
You can't forget about the Women's Tag Team Championship.
Nia Jax!
Yeah! So Jimmy and Jay take out their dreads, and they identify as contenders for the Women's Tag Title.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Jenny and...
Jima.
Honky Tonk Man.
Honky Tonk Man.
Beats Guther at a house show one day before he would have beaten the record.
Oh, man.
They wheel his ass out.
So, match of the night from SummerSlam.
Let's see here. I don't know. I mean, Arnold already said his match of the night was Logan Paul versus Ricochet.
It was entertaining. It was flippy-dippy done right.
Flippy-dippy done right. It was.
It wasn't an AEW flippy-dippy match, but it had its moments. I did say Logan Paul needs some new ring attire.
Really?
He's been wearing the same red and black, like, change it up, change the design.
Yellow and black,
yeah. Change up the design or like...
I thought he gave it away to Jack Perry. I thought that's what Jack was wearing on Dynamite yesterday.
Yeah. No, he was wearing the Lionheart stuff from Jericho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But...
I lost my luggage. Who do I fit? Jericho!
Old Jericho.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't fitting in Jericho's pants no more.
Yeah, that's parachute MC Hammer pants on him.
But yeah, change it up. Change up the... You know, if yellow and black is his colors, go for it. But like... Just change the logo because he's worn the same ones like the past 3 weeks. Yeah. Or three shows or whatever it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's about time.
Okay, who's Paul's next opponent?
Roman. Again.
L.A. Knight.
No.
Yeah. L.A. Knight versus Paul? Fuck, that'll really set the world on fire. That'd be some good ass fucking matches.
Well, you go to Maui and get that first hand. We don't need that right now, right
God
now.
God damn.
We don't need that right now, right now. What we need is for something to, like, somebody needs. I was thinking about this over the week. Somebody that needs it in the ring, Logan Paul, AJ Styles.
Okay.
That'd bring him out of. Dude, ever since LA Knight said that there was a bunch of scrubs in the fucking Battle Royale, I looked around and was like, God damn, there's a lot of people you can do shit with. And the first thing I thought was Logan Paul and AJ Styles.
Okay.
Yeah. AJ's, we had this conversation last night, like, what is AJ Styles doing? Like, he has great matches, and he's been phenomenal for years, but, he gets hurt, does anybody care about him?
I don't want to say that AJ Styles is washed up, because he still has plenty of talent, but I'll say this, AJ Styles is Ziggler'd up.
Right now? Yeah.
Ding.
Yeah. They don't have anything. He hasn't been relevant in years. Whether it be injuries or shitty storylines, because he was what?
He broke me with that man. God damn.
They brought the club, right? He was the club and.
Dark club.
And he got injured. So it's like, he hasn't been relevant.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're going to have him on TV, and then you're going to be like, oh, Logan Paul. What about Logan Paul and Gunther?
Can Logan Paul be the one to beat Gunther?
Here's the problem.
Put that shit on his YouTube channel and shit?
I mean, that'll be heel versus heel.
No.
At least right now.
No. People will cheer Gunther. That's what you don't want.
Okay.
So you can't put Logan Paul and Gunther because Logan Paul's going to get...
You sure people will cheer for Gunther and not cheer for Logan Paul? Because there's already people starting
to turn. They want to see people watch Logan Paul get his ass beat. I will pay money to
there's
watch. I will travel to see Gunther chop the fuck out of Logan
there's
Paul.
There's people starting to turn and be like, oh man, Logan Paul's great. And they're cheering for him.
Yeah.
People are coming around.
I still see Logan Paul being the heel in that match.
Okay.
But it could be a very WWE thing to have the YouTube social media person having a belt.
Yeah.
And beating a champion. And they've been pushing the shit out of him. Like, look at the matches. He's had, what, 6 matches?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've all been good.
Look who he's fought, though.
Roman, Miz. Tag match with the Miz.
You know, that's who beats Gunther.
Ricochet.
The Miz?
No. Baboni.
I will watch
get again
like a motherfucker
again.
That'll get a lot of eyeballs.
Yeah,
he's on fucking radio show or fucking talk shows or fucking doing some shit like performances. He's got the belt.
Yeah,
I don't know when Bad Bunny, I don't know if Bad Bunny's ever going to come back.
Oh, he is.
He is.
Oh,
yeah. Just whatever. He's go, yeah. not busy.
They go back to Puerto Rico, I guess.
Yeah. They're going next year. They're doing a Raw in Puerto Rico. They announced that. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Number for SummerSlam.
Let's go to Raw in Puerto Rico. I'd rather go there than go to Florida.
Don't tease me.
Okay.
Because on the way to Puerto Rico, we got to stop at Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Ooh. Miami, yeah, Orlando.
Just the airport.
Just for a connecting flight. All right, Mufasa. We can do San Juan, bro.
Yeah.
$100 round trip.
Hell yeah.
I can make it happen.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring a lot of sunscreen.
Yeah.
Number for SummerSlam.
7.
5.5.
6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Had some cool matches. Had some lulls.
Yeah.
But I didn't when I turned it off, I wasn't like, well, that fucking just wasted my Saturday or whatever day it was. I was like, yeah.
Saturday.
I was like, yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
But it makes me...
That's a tone I need.
It just makes me wish that, like, all the shows, all the main shows...
I like
shows,
all the shows, you see?
Yeah. I just wish all the shows were in the UK just because I like that 3 o'clock start. Two o'clock, you're like... There's still shit I can do tonight. Like,
yeah. Now that is what we call a transition. We talked enough about WWE. Fuck them guys.
All right.
AEW.
It's 9:45.
Collision.
Okay.
What'd you think of Collision? Of what you saw? What did you see?
I saw the tag match with FTR and the guys from Prince Nana's crew. Big Bill and Brian Cage.
Road Warrior Cage.
Road Warrior Cage.
You said you were disappointed.
I did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I did. I was disappointed in what could have been with Brian Cage.
He was a machine.
He was a machine.
No, he's a Road Warrior.
Yeah, he's somebody that's just been misused in AEW for so long, and they like never really...
You could just say that about his whole career.
Yeah, maybe. Like, maybe so. Except for maybe, like, Lucha Underground.
But even then, like,
yeah,
he had his moments, I guess.
Yeah, but like he has all the fucking tools to, you know, be the guy, but nobody ever wanted to make him the guy. And I don't know if that's a locker room thing.
I think that's 100% a locker room thing. Yeah. I think he's got a fucking bad attitude.
Probably.
It's because of his wife.
Oh, Melissa Santos.
Yeah, she would fucking talk online about how and people were like, you know what? Nah, man. Like, tell your wife to shut up. Like, pretty much they were telling, because she would be saying things about how Brian Cage is.
My issue with Brian Cage, you made the example that he has all the tools. He has tools that he shouldn't be using all the time.
He has too many tools.
Yeah.
That he doesn't know what to do with them.
He's not the kind of stature guy that I would think should be doing a lot of the stuff that he does all the time.
Okay.
Some of the stuff you should be saving for, like, a big-time match. The tag match he had with Big Bill, that was easily the best I've seen Brian Cage since Lucha Underground. That's the best I've seen Big Bill since WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They actually worked well together. When I was watching it at home, I was like, man, you know what? After the fucking bangers that FTR put on with fucking Bullet Club Gold, surprise me. Give it to them. Mm-hmm. Give it to Nana's team. Give that team some credibility and give the guns to be like, oh, shit. I slept on y'all. I had no idea y'all were going to be this good. And then before All In or All Out, get the belts back. You know? Mm-hmm. I like that match a lot. I think both of you guys are victims of watching Collision in pieces because Saturday was the weekend in general, but Saturday was very Summer wrestling Slam. Heavy.
Yeah. I didn't watch any wrestling on the weekend.
I thought Collision was a much more consistent and overall easier digestible wrestling show than what SummerSlam was that I was able to see. Tag match was good. Fucking Chris Statlander, Mercedes Martinez, that was really good. Samoa Joe killed fucking Serpenico in 6 seconds and then cut a badass promo. That
promo by Joe.
I told Scott when we first saw the promo yesterday, I was like, that's the one thing about Joe that will always carry him. I made the analogy before that Joe has this kind of aura like Ric Flair in a sense that you can beat him all the time. He will never lose his popularity. He'll never lose his shine. People will always want to watch him wrestle or hear him talk. And the talking part, he has one thing that a lot of people in that AEW roster, even people that we like, don't have.
Logic?
Fucking conviction.
Conviction.
You hear it in his voice that you're about to get fucked up.
Yeah.
Anything that comes out of Joe's mouth, you take that shit seriously, because if you don't, you're gonna sleep on it. You're gonna keep sleeping, because he's gonna choke your ass out. And that's why Joe's kept his popularity throughout this whole time. He's been in damn near every company already.
Apart from when
ROH, Impact, WWE, now AEW. Tattooed,
he got attacked by Ninja.
He survived Sofa Joe. He survived Penis Joe. He survived Ninja Joe. He survived fucking what's that fucking Asian show that had Okada as the sidekick?
Green Hornet?
Green Hornet. He survived Green Hornet, Joe. And he's still out here fucking the king of television on fucking Twisted Metal.
Damn,
and
he did have...
Kazuchika Okada is his side piece.
Okada was his side, yeah.
Yeah. He survived all that horrible shit in TNA, and he's still
going to wrestle. The reason why is because he was having those banger matches on Ring of Honor.
Yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember watching TNA back in the day and then be like, who the fuck is this guy?
Fuck it. Samoa Joe beats Gunther.
Don't fucking tease me, man.
Samoa Joe beats Roman.
You can't. You can't do it.
Samoa Joe is the new Samoan in the bloodline.
Papa.
Ding. Can't do it. He's under
House of Black neutered a three-man team. Like 8 minutes was fucking good. Main event with CM Punk and Ricky Starks that we saw and then we all saw. It's good. It was really good.
Yeah.
There is not anything...
That goes to the same thing as the NXT show that we went to. They were short. They weren't drawn-out, long-ass matches.
Yeah.
And NXT show was boom, 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 boom. We went to the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. It wasn't like there wasn't a lull. When it comes to the main roster pay-per-view, it's like... You gotta watch both. One, you gotta watch shitty commercials, and you don't get to see the backstory and shit like that.
I did notice with SummerSlam that they gave you both. They gave you the backstory, and then they gave you commercials. Yeah. And then the match. So at least you're not deprived of a casual person being like, why is this happening? You actually get the actual info that you need. Mm-hmm. And then you just cram commercials.
I do want to say I kind of wanted Ricky to win. And why not? Right? Like, CM Punk is saying he's the real world champ, but he's not the real world champ. That's just an unsanctioned title that he just spray painted. So it's no different.
It's got as much power as the...
As the FTW title, right? So why not let Ricky be the first person to hold two fake belts?
You know what?
Why not?
I'm going to help you out with that.
What?
Here's what we could have done.
What could you
do? Because we got the pencil.
Yeah.
Roll up. The referee in the ring is counting for Punk. Mm-hmm. Ricky Steamboat is counting for Ricky Starks.
Yep.
Draw.
Yeah.
Ricky steals the belt. Guess what, Punk? You didn't beat me. It was a draw.
Yeah.
And that's how you keep that story going. Okay. And Ricky carrying the belt. Cool. Until Punk beats him 1, 2, 3.
And then Ricky takes a picture of the belt in his refrigerator.
Yeah.
them's the rules.
Yeah. I think Ricky just getting pinned after Steamboat took like a half hour to get into the ring to make the fucking count just really took all the air out of Ricky Stark's sails. Like, this could have been like the moment that everybody's kind of waiting for Ricky Starks to really just go
to
the moon. Yeah.
The crowd was super hot for
Punk. And he just got beat by Punk in a roll-up that took forever, right? A roll-up that was damn near a 10 count because it took fucking Steamboat forever to get in there. And even Steamboat was out of position. He was over here by the legs counting 1, 2, 3 and not by the shoulders. It was just not a good finish.
That's just his career the whole time at AEW. He has really good moments and people love him and then they fucking pipe down. You can't.
Yeah.
You know what? That Steamboat's actions towards the end, be damned, that could be building to a bigger story. Because the same promo, the same night, we had the Punk Samoa Joe promo about...
Talking about Punk.
The legacy shouldn't end in a roll-up.
Right.
And then Punk just beat Ricky Starks again with the roll-up. So this could build up to CM, to Samoa Joe telling Punk, look, you're not the guy that you think you are because you're not putting anyone to sleep. And the fact that you're not putting anyone to sleep is probably becoming your biggest nightmare. You're not who you used to be. And at All In, I'm going to put you to sleep for good because you can't do it.
Great. Good for Samoa Joe. But what about my Ricky? Damn it. I want it, Ricky.
That's fair. I wouldn't be mad at it. I like the story y'all just came up with.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
And then we had Dynamite last night.
Oh, yeah.
So we're starting to chug along to All Out. Mm-hmm. All In. Yeah, All In. The first one's All In. You liked RVD?
Yeah, first you're All In, and then you...
Then you pull it out.
All Out.
Yeah. Shake it about.
What do you think about RVD?
He's one of a kind.
He's about to say something. I don't want to see RVD wrestle anymore.
Whoa.
Neither do I.
Yeah. RVD's best days are behind him. Yeah. And I don't want to see Michael Jordan on the Washington Wizards. Yeah. You know, same thing.
We watched it together and we talked about how like he's missing that step.
Yes.
He can't jump on the top rope anymore.
Yeah.
He can't do the split leg moonsault. His Rolling Thunder is getting real close.
Hell, the thing where he gets in the ring during his entrance, he just does the bounce thing.
Split. Yeah.
He bounces this way and bounces that way. There wasn't as much spring in that giddy up.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, oh man, this is, I get it.
Should this have happened at All In then?
No.
So that RVD would have had his nice goodbye in front of 80,000 people and then never wrestle again.
No, I didn't. He didn't need a goodbye.
RVD's not going to retire.
And he didn't need a goodbye. He was already gone.
Yeah, he wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't even in the show.
Yeah.
He wrestles in that Impact show that nobody watches.
Yeah. That 1,000 episodes. Yeah, but...
I still didn't need to see it.
No.
I didn't need to see it. I get it that you're trying to feed something to Jungle Boy without maybe burying some other people that are on the roster that are trying to build at the same time. But,
this is the storyline that it's leading to, right? That it will never happen. He's beaten... Sabu has shown up.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Lynn. Now RVD, mm-hmm. right? He's beating ECW Originals. Mm, okay. Which is leading to him fighting Taz.
Okay, yeah.
But Taz isn't going to... Like, can Taz wrestle?
No. It's exactly. going to be Hook.
I know, but, like, Hook isn't a... But, like, the way they're leading it up, like, if in 2 weeks or 3 weeks, whatever, another ECW original shows up, like...
Sandman.
So here's my bone of contention with this.
The Dudleys.
That what we're saying here.
Bubba, something.
Big Dick.
So I don't mind at all the idea of Jungle Boy going through ex-ECW guys to getting to Taz or Hook. RVD, that's a name that you advertise to get a number to sell tickets to get a pay-per-view buy.
We're also talking about the same show that had the Hardys and the
I know and the that's Bucks. That's part of the bigger problem. Like, you could have had Sandman or fucking Just Incredible on a throwaway episode of Dynamite in Columbus, Ohio. Saved RVD for a big show. Have RVD at all out in Chicago. It's already sold out. Well, you're sold out, but still, you're building up to a pay-per-view, not like a random episode of fucking Dynamite that's crammed with so much shit in it already. Like, that would have made more sense. Give me Sandman on last night and build up RVD for an actual number.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't the biggest fan of it. And that's before I agree with y'all and say that I think RVD's best days are behind him. I think the last good RVD match was the one that we saw in Dallas for Hard to Kill, where he was a heel. He was playing a heel character, and he beat somebody. I forgot who it was. And then he walked out with his wife and his girlfriend, all smoking weed and touching boobs and everything. That was the last RVD was looking good.
It wasn't Johnny
Slater. In the ring. No.
Some, I remember. Yeah.
That was the last time that's where, like, the bell curve started to dip straight down.
Yeah.
Like, that's where the decline was about to start.
But also the same thing, like, it's the same. It's the same match.
Yeah. Even as the heel, he did the same shit that he went with. He didn't
do and different. Then he couldn't, we talked about it because, you know, he does the end of the turnbuckle, he does the three shoulder and then he flips.
Yeah.
but he couldn't do it this time. So it's like, even then, like, so you're just missing that. I don't want to see him anymore.
Yeah.
But I also would have, now that you say it that way, like, having a, or at least having it in Detroit, right? He's from Detroit.
Yeah,
right?
Battle Creek, Michigan.
Having a just a Dynamite there, but build it up, that shit would be sold out.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people probably never see RVD, even though he's on Impact or whatever. Yeah.
And but, this probably be the last big chance to see
but him. But they don't need this storyline, because the storyline is already Jungle Boy turned on Hook and beat him up. So whenever Hook's ready, then they're going to fight.
Yeah.
But the way the storyline is, he's there's all these ECW originals. And even the whole entire time, when he's walking down to the ring, him and Taz are going at it. And Taz's like, I just don't like that kid, you know?
I see him with the belt.
They're leading to Taz versus Jungle Boy. Yeah. And Taz can't wrestle.
Yeah.
Unless
he can.
Yeah. And in that case, I'm in. Yeah. If you said, hey, the paper, obviously not fucking all in because I'm not going to.
All out. Chicago.
Or whatever the next one. Yeah.
It's the week after.
Yeah. But like.
You mean after all out. So there's all in and then all out the week after. After that.
Full gear.
It's whatever.
Full gear. Okay.
If you said Taz and was coming out of retirement to wrestle, I might have to go see that shit.
Yeah.
I might have to be like, I want to be in that ring.
You know Tony's got the Taz music.
Yeah.
But!
Nalgas.
But, when the match actually happens and you realize, Taz should have stayed retired, then you're going to be disappointed.
I didn't remember Taz having all those long husks.
Yeah. Like, ooh, Taz should not be wearing a slinglet like that anymore.
We're not slinglet.
Whatever.
We're not asking for a fucking 20-minute match.
Where he gets put through the ramp.
Yeah, we're not asking for that kind. We're asking for...
Six-minute squash.
A couple of fucking
suplexes. A half and half.
And then he has the belt. And then he has his belt.
Taz Ahajimane.
He has his belt.
Wait. You're saying Taz goes over in this? Yeah.
And then he fucking drops it and we never have that belt ever again because it's pointless.
What? Oh my God. What? You're going to have Jungle Boy lose to Taz. A 73-year-old Taz. Bro, you've done lost your damn mind.
But the thing that you haven't realized is in the last couple of years, uh-huh. Taz has gotten some street cred from. He's known as Yambag Jones. Apparently, he's like Street Fighter still. Yeah.
Well, it's Mortal Kombat where you can cut somebody in the nuts.
Street Fighter 6, you can.
I saw it.
Taz, my nuts. I know. I saw it.
Where y'all at with the women's division in AEW?
There was a lot of reports saying that Tony doesn't care about the women's division with some ex-females are in the roster.
Mm-hmm.
I see it. They ain't lying. He's got his favorites, and it's mm-hmm. every week. Every week it's the same. If Riho was somehow involved, she would be in that four-way. At the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I will say that I don't mind Hikaru Shida just out of nowhere winning the belt.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a good move. A good surprise, a good swerve. I wasn't expecting it. And I like Hikaru.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a good wrestler. And I think getting away from the failed experiment of the Outcasts. Oof. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
I did like Tony last
Tony's
night.
Tony's promo
was pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
Or was that collision? Where she's kind of the.
I didn't see that.
She's all distressed and she's. Yeah, she's pretty entertaining, and she wasn't wearing the green, and she wasn't with anybody else. Yeah, it was just her by herself.
Mm-hmm. Black Knighty.
I'm guessing is fucking Ruby hurt.
I thought Saraya was the one that was hurt because we didn't see her for. Because I thought
she's in the tournament.
And she won.
Okay.
But here's the thing. There isn't a lot of, I don't want to say surprises, but there isn't anything. I feel like they're sticking to the same people.
Yeah, Tony has his favorites.
Me. Have Saraya lose to fucking
Blue Jay, Blue
Sky Blue,
Blue Jay,
Sky Blue, whatever.
Sky Blue. Yeah,
for short they call her BJ.
Fuck it, have fucking yeah. No, you're right.
He is right, BJ.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
He has his favorites. Where's Jade?
I miss Jade.
Yeah, where's Jade?
I don't know. She's taking a break. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Okay.
She should have came in and beat somebody up. Been like, hey, this is the match. Whoever gets win. Nah, where's my? How am I not gonna? I got no rematch, no nothing. Like, where's fucking? Where's fucking Taya what's her name?
Valkyrie.
She's around.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, yeah. Why are we? It's like as soon as that post that as soon as that the tournament popped up on the screen, we looked and 2 seconds into it, we're like,
okay,
we know who's winning. Yeah. Like,
Saraya, there's Britt no Baker, surprise. Tony Storm.
Yeah. Like, there's no way Anna Jay's winning the belt.
The weirdest thing for me about the tournament isn't even that it's kind of predictable as who's going to win. It's that, why is the champion not having a bye into the finals, but the person who just lost the title has a bye into the finals?
She was the champ. She's contractually obligated to a rematch.
Yeah. Okay, so then why even have the champ... Yeah, that's the match. Why even have a tournament and this payoff match that's a contractually obligated match is now round one of the tournament?
It's now a four-way, yeah.
Why have a tournament when we just had a women's tournament and a men's tournament
for the Owen Hart
a month ago?
Yeah.
And
why would the heel want to use her rematch clause with two other bitches?
Yeah.
To set up for a three-way.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. She's got
Saraya in her pocket, but that doesn't guarantee Saraya will...
Without Jade, too. If you had Jade in there, then I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
This is a little different.
It's weird. It's really weird.
I think maybe because Hayter got hurt.
Maybe.
And because that's when she dropped her belt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe that's kind of like, we don't know what we're doing anymore.
Well, what about Statlander? Where, like,
she wrestled on
Yeah. She wrestled Mercedes Martinez.
But why is she not, like, involved in this picture?
Because she's a TBS champ. Yeah. She's a mid-card title.
Because she's only on
the other champ in this tournament. Why not have this champ in this tournament?
She's only on Collision.
Okay.
She's a Collision girl.
That's what it is. Tony has his favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
And you know who, after whoever wins this match, their next feud, fucking Nyla Rose.
Okay.
And then they're going to feud, and then it'll go to the next person, and then they have to feud with Britt Baker. It's the same, it's just the same loop in women's division in AEW. It's
unless
the same
loop. Thunder Rosa comes back anytime soon.
But she's a Collision girl. So we're getting Thunder versus Statlander or something, which I'm not mad at.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good match.
That's I don't need a story per se to watch that match.
Yeah.
If you say, hey, what's on Collision? Them two fighting? I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
But if you're telling me Anna Jay's fighting Sheeta, like, we know who's going to win.
Yeah.
And then you see the poster and you're like,
and where the blue fuck is Abaddon?
I haven't seen her on TV since, like, year one of AEW.
I think she's on Dark.
Dark and Elevation. Dark
doesn't exist.
She was on Dark.
Yeah, she was.
In Elevation.
Yeah, and now she's done.
She's in the fucking video game. She hasn't been on TV, but she's in the fucking video game.
Crazy.
GameStop exclusive, I guess.
That shows you that...
Hot Topic exclusive.
The game took so long that the roster had her in it. And she's not...
The roster's completely redone. Revamped.
She's in the company. Like, I think she still gets paid.
Yeah.
But they don't use her.
Yeah.
Because she's not fucking Tony's favorite.
All in.
Abaddon could have been something.
Something different.
All in right now. MJF against Cole.
Baby.
FTR against Young Bucks. Mm-hmm. Darby and Sting against Swerve and AR Fox. And then this four-way match for the women's title. So far, what's All In shaping up for you? Are you in? Are you all in?
I'm excited. Especially for MJF and Adam Cole, baby.
Do you like what they teased on Dynamite?
I love
simp,
it.
Simp.
I love it.
Simp Roddy.
Simp Roddy.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. I'm loving what's happening here. Because I thought when they first did this was going to be like a 1 week just for the tournament. They're going to get, you know, kicked out of the tournament because now they're feuding and like one's going to stab the other in the back. And it's like, it hasn't. Wait, they made it all the way to the now they are going to fight. They're the leading merch sellers. But they're going to fight because friendship?
Yeah.
What?
They're getting the most ratings?
Yeah. And wait. Roddy is jealous? Oh, shit. There's the kingdom? But these two are still having their bromance? The kingdom
swerves me. I'm like, wow, we're going with this.
We had this.
I'm loving this.
Yeah.
Because I also don't really know where it's going because it's very easy to say, oh, well, yeah, MJF is going to stab Adam Cole in the back. But I don't know. Adam Cole might stab MJF in the back. Or neither one will. And it's just them versus the kingdom and Roddy.
And like, you know what the catalyst is?
What?
What they teased on Dynamite.
Oh, what's that?
They're going to beat Aussie Open and take the Ring of Honor tag titles.
That's the other crazy thing. They're going to pull double duty?
In the pre-show.
Which is really smart because they've never had a solid pre-show.
Let alone a pre-show in front of 75,000 people.
You tell me that Cole and MJF, just them alone, are going to be on the pre-show?
For free?
I'm checking it out. And then it's like, hey, that crowd's going to be hot.
And no sweat, Aussie Open's a legit team.
That's going to be the hottest crowd for a pre-show ever.
That's in the top American Bash.
The first match, everyone's just going to be gassed. Like, god damn, this crowd sucks. Like, no, we've been going ham.
And what if they fucking win? What if they beat Aussie Open?
So
they're going to go into the fucking fight of the main event as tag team champions. What?
Yeah. I said they were gonna win it for sure, and then I was like, because they could feud with the kingdom, and Chris's eyes fucking lit up
over the ROH Tag Team Championship. Yeah,
and which?
But then, what's gonna happen in the main event? Do they just hot potato it, or do they just have a legit match? Well, but at the end, respect and MJF keeps it. What?
Well, Roddy's gonna take off that neck brace, and he's gonna turn on somebody in that main event.
No, Cole's gonna turn with them. The kingdom. They're the kingdom.
They're all gonna turn on MJF?
Yeah. And Cole,
Roddy's never been in the kingdom.
Yeah, I know, but
he could be.
But and Cole's always better in a group. I think he's boring.
Bro, he's been so entertaining. Yeah. He's been so entertaining.
Right now?
Right now with this fucking run.
Yeah, is he alone? This is
great. Oh no, okay.
And MJF is carrying that shit.
Okay. The fucking dodgeballs, the trip.
Yeah, that shit's funny. That was the great. Birthday cake stuff, him singing. Yeah. Like, Cole's just, like, confused. And, like...
Dude, the booking is so night and day. You have Moxley bleeding like he's on his period every week. And then you have Roddy, who got DDT'd into... body slammed into a chair. And he's been wearing a neck brace for 5 weeks. Yeah. What the fuck? It's not that hard, bro.
Yeah.
It's not that hard.
You have the kingdom as a four. I'm cool with that.
All right.
I want to see the kingdom. I want to see Taven and shit. Like,
yeah.
Those guys were some of the best things in Ring of Honor towards the end of Ring of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Does MJF beg FTR to help him?
No, that's
MJF against Cole, Taven, and Bennett. MJF against three guys. He needs backup.
You're right, but I don't think he's gonna go and beg FTR for it.
What about Wardlow?
He's gonna call. He's gonna call.
Oh, his... Shit.
Oh.
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe. Wardlow's gonna get that "you up" text.
I wouldn't be mad at that. They were good together.
And Spears?
Yeah. Bro, I'm so excited about this because there's so many different directions they could go.
What was their group called?
Pinnacle,
yeah.
Yeah.
But this could go in so many different directions, and I'm not sure where they're actually going to go with it. It's not predictable to me yet.
This is the difference between WWE and AEW right now, is that this main event thing is so unpredictable. There's so many options. Yeah. And WWE? Roman.
Roman. LOL.
Roman.
Yeah.
I'm not even laughing anymore. He's just...
Brother turns on brother.
Roman.
Yeah.
Roman. We're getting the main event twice.
Yeah.
Once in the pre-show against the Aussies.
I am
fucking super confused about what's gonna happen for that main event. Like,
mm-hmm. It's gonna be crazy
because it's easy. It's an easy one for MJF to just be like, "I'm a heel. I'm a prick," and people are like, "Yeah," but at the same time, like,
"I'm your prick."
But like,
you knew I was gonna do this.
But yeah, that it's or so just great. The fact that it's like he's fucking over as fuck, and people love him. So why not make people like him even more by Cole being a dick? And Cole
has been the one to, like, see it, try to see it from a mile away, and, like, he turned his back and told MJF, go ahead, just do it. Yeah. You should do this by now.
Mm-hmm.
For it to fucking be Cole to turn on MJF and join the goddamn kingdom. Oh, man.
I think Cole's man. Better as a heel. As a cocky heel. Not better than MJF, just in his own career. Him as a babyface... If he's not fighting a Gunther or something like that, I don't really care.
So, is MJF going to be... Here's the million-dollar question. Is MJF going to be a white meat babyface? Or is he going to be the anti-hero, the rebel, against Adam Cole? Do you want to see MJF sharing pizza with the audience at the end and getting cheers, adulations from the audience?
Well, you know what?
Even now, he's been
such a good asshole for the past 4 years.
You know what his best friend's doing in on Raw? Apparently, Cody, after Raw, spent like 30 minutes to 40 minutes signing autographs and taking pictures with everybody in the crowd, like in the front row.
Nice.
Yeah.
MJF doing that shit? That sounds fucking... That's something I kind of want to see.
Man.
People already love him. Like...
People do love
people
him, but
like
but,
him,
but
because so good at being bad,
and he's an asshole, but he's our asshole.
Yeah.
I don't foresee him dropping
becoming the
asshole persona. Yeah, I don't see him doing that.
I'm that soft spot in the middle. Because
even now, it feels like it's a forced, not in a bad way. Like it's like
he's
fooling, or he thinks he's fooling Adam Cole, but he's not fooling us. But in the meantime, it's kind of funny.
The Midwest,
you know,
comment was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, the comment about if you were a lion, Hulk Hogan would have snorted you.
That one was
pretty good. Oh my god! Like,
fucking let God strike me down if I don't say Midwest is the best. Whatever he said, and then he was like, and the crowd was like, no, and Cole was like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's one of those ones where it's like,
or push it, keep it going, because the team is working.
In fact, those four matches, right? You said four matches. I don't know what the fuck's going to go on in any of them. I don't know who the Bucks and FTR are going to like. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the Bucks because
really,
LOL Bucks win.
I was going to say no. I think they're going to just keep it on FTR.
That's just not how the Bucks are.
Sidebar. I'm going to just say it.
Ding.
The best the Hardys have looked together since fucking years. That
match. That match. Bucks. I thought it was pretty good.
I will say.
The chat said, I don't think it was that good.
It was not the 80 miles an hour that you're used to with the Hardy boys.
Right, right, right.
Or the Bucks. The Bucks looked like they were, all of them looked like they were a step slower than their normal.
Well, because they haven't been doing tag matches. They've been in a group with Omega. For so long.
Yeah.
They haven't had that match, we sat and watched it together and we were like,
that holding hands.
One, they're, yeah.
Okay.
One.
Toes.
The one, they were giving that shit away for free on TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And then I was like, it's going to be a car crash because, like, I don't know how they're. Because the Hardys are fucking.
Yeah.
The Hardy men now.
Yeah. The Hardy men. And they're the middle H Bucks.
After the match, after the match, we were like, yeah. Like,
okay.
Nobody died. Nobody fucked up that much.
If anything. They just looked a little slower.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
I
it wasn't a bad match.
The same thing. Surprised. Same thing with the RVD. I don't want to see the Hardys anymore.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. I don't want to see, especially I want to see Matt with fucking, what do they call him? What's his new name? The Isaiah.
Oh, Isaiah Kessler?
Yeah, but he's got a new nickname.
It's does?
It's like Jimmy Z or whatever. Like, it's like a little.
Oh,
and then, like, all those characters, like, I don't want to see him with them. Like, they don't fit that. They just don't fit, you know? They're not charging?
Batarillo.
I mean, that's about right.
Yeah, I just don't want to see the Hardys.
Okay.
Yeah.
When is our actual preview for All In?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Next weekend is Metallica. The weekend after that is All In. And then the weekend after that is All Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got to review both. Both some. Both
of them. Well, are we going to do a preview for In and then a review for both? Or do we want to...
So we're doing a preview for In, review for In, / preview for Out. And then after that, I'll be in California.
Shake it all about.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I'll be back.
Yeah, the next time you're
but I won't. Shaking, I was. I won't. I will not have been.
Please shut up, Scott.
I will not.
We're have gonna seen be shaking
all
it
all out.
He wants to shake something. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
we could probably revisit some of this with, you know, at that time.
Preview before we go. Okay. Knock it out real quick. This Saturday, AEW Collision.
Yeah.
Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale against Diamante and Mercedes Martinez.
Okay.
Diamante.
Yeah.
She came out to help Mercedes Martinez at the end. You didn't watch this. Okay. I don't think you watched
it. So, okay. We talked a lot about how Tony has his favorites. But I've been seeing more of Diamante and seeing more of Mercedes Martinez. So
on Collision.
Yeah, but maybe maybe we'll get there's a little bit more of them. And
there's something with Collision. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what it is, who's booking it. You know, there's a lot of people saying it's Punk and shit like that, but... Or whoever, like, I want to know how much influence Tony has.
Here's, you know what?
Not because look at Dynamite. You got the Hardys, you got ECW people, you have like that kind of shit. You have the same women, and then over here, it's like the fucking best matches of the whole almost a whole week.
Most legends times
are Joe's on there, fucking Punk, FTR. Like, you have a stacked roster that are Ricky Starr. Everybody's on there. It's like they Collision a lot of the times have the best matches of the week in wrestling.
Yeah. Here's my issue now that that we mentioned it, the Ring of Honor stuff. Mm-hmm. It's one thing if, say, Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio go to NXT to try to boost their ratings because NXT is easily accessible. It's on the same network that Raw is on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It makes sense. You pop a number. I don't like the idea of Tony trying to push Ring of Honor stuff on AEW television when it's not as easily accessible.
Okay, that's
Before our Ring of Honor got bought out by Tony Khan, for a lot of people that might not remember this, you might be a week behind, but you could catch every single episode of Ring of Honor on their website.
Yeah.
So you could see what's going on. I'm not about to fucking spend $10 a month to watch... No disrespect. Second-rate brand compared to AEW. A brand that wasn't good enough to stay afloat.
And it's taped.
And all of it's taped months in advance. Yeah. All the matches are out there for me to see. They have match. They don't have anywhere near the catalog for me to want to continue to pay $9.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. There's a trademark that Tony filed or the AEW filed for AEW Plus. Hopefully they actually have their own fucking network. With the Ring of Honor stuff already included, because I don't.
Would you pay $10 a month for AEW Plus, where you get all the AEW content and library and Ring of Honor and Ring of Honor library?
If it comes with the pay-per-views, yes.
Okay.
Live. If you're still making me pay $50 extra to watch for the pay-per-view every month
and pay the monthly, no.
Well, okay. I mean, it'd be part of the Warner, so. You would already get that channel, so you're already paying for it. I don't think that'd be a bonus. You would probably have to pay more.
Because the pay-per-views aren't on Warner. You have to pay that separate. True. So AEW has their own network, or they have a tab under the Warner Brothers stuff. The Warner Brothers or HBO app or whatever isn't ready to do live stuff, Max. That's why they're not airing All In on
the app. They had soccer games live on there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How often?
Not that often, but they've had them. I've watched some of the games.
Hmm.
And they're live.
Okay. Yeah, I think... Turn Rampage into the one-hour Ring of Honor stuff?
Yeah.
There's no...
I made that joke last night. I was like, Rampage is... Like, who's watching Rampage?
Yeah.
Nobody. If you did an hour of Ring of Honor, two matches, a couple of promos...
I'd
watch it. I'd record it and watch it. That's an hour of
Yeah.
You could even probably squeeze in three matches with, like, three matches, four promos.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Three matches, three promos, and a couple of video packages.
Yeah.
To catch up on Dynamite and Collision.
Yeah.
ROH, there's no sense in ROH being a two-hour television show every week.
I mean,
of developmental people that are already on Collision and Rampage. I mean, Collision and Dynamite. Like, it doesn't... There isn't anything there that stuff can be used on television to get ratings instead of putting it behind a paywall that how many people are paying for? 10,000 people? 15,000 people?
And plus, that would go into the fact that we don't know who... A lot of people don't know who Aussie Open is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've seen them, what, five times on TV, if
Once or twice on New Japan for me.
Yeah, but I'm talking about people but like those AEW fans audience, might not be watching that stuff. And so, like... They've seen them like five times. So, they're the champions?
Champions of what?
When did they win them? Like, how? You don't know anything that. It's just like...
I didn't know that.
When do I see Joe defend the belt that he's always wearing? Oh, behind the paywall? Nah, I'm not going to watch
it. Exactly. Why you... Yeah.
Yeah. Although I did hear that the match with the Athena at the last...
Athena and Willow was like a banger.
Yeah, I heard that was really good.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the paywall.
House of Black versus CMFTR. Trios titles. That's happening on Collision.
Oh, okay. I was saying, did I miss that?
This weekend.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. And the answer. If Joe gets an answer on the match for...
Right. Answer from CM Punk as to...
But he's got to say yes, right?
I mean...
No. Joe Punk doesn't give an answer, and Joe costs Punk the triple threat match, the trios titles, and that's where. Remember the promo? It's like I'm gonna give you a reason to.
Yeah.
And sure enough, he's gonna cost him the trios belts, and that'll give Punk a reason to.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's it.
All right.
Unless there's anything else, you working anything anytime soon?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
You're free.
For now.
All right.
Oh, damn.
All right.
So in 2 weeks. All in.
Preview. All in. Woo wee. Damn. It's already 10:30. It's time to get out of here.
Oh,
adios, my friends. Keep it classy.
Get out. You ain't got to go home. You know the rest.
Yep.
Where am I going to go?
Okay, you need to go home. Damn, I didn't realize.